Riders, Rangers, and Rebels. Shugwin Shinobi is a legendary underground toy reviewer. Dustman is awesome rider. And Jedimon is Jedimon.
Hello, welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, episode 42.
We gonna do magic.
Hells yeah, we are.
We are gonna do magic.
Magi.
No! Make it stop! For the love of Hibiki!
Somebody called us so much.
Someone called us during the review. Never mind. I'll just stop.
Thank you.
We're doing a review right now?
We are filming
hey,
right.
YouTube, you can show you with the review of Riders, Dreams, and Rebels episode 42.
It got bad reviews because we require lots of stickers. My whole face is stickers.
My eyes bad are reviews. Stickers and my arm hair is stickers.
Ew. Oh god.
And I'll stop there.
It required bad review. It got a bad shit. I don't know what I'm saying.
It requires bad shit.
We got bad reviews because we called it a DX Mobilets.
I don't know what that's about. This is probably the Mobilets part that pisses me off more than the Deluxe.
So,
somebody else starts one ups. I'm typing.
One ups, Negroes.
One ups.
Dawson, you can't use that word. Please stop.
Okay, so what is up with me? I don't know.
We bought things.
Yeah, we bought things. I was
just happened. We spent money, and now we're buying
for the most part. There really isn't anything else new besides the fact that I bought things, so I'm just going to talk about how I bought things.
You're okay. Watching Deca Ranger.
So, yesterday... Oh, yeah, I am watching Deca Ranger. I'm at Judgment episode 20.
Not. Why am I doing your one-ups?
Because I don't remember what I do.
He just does and stuff.
He does Kenji and
so,
stuff.
So, yesterday we bought a bunch of shit. So, by the end of the night, we ended up I ended up pre-ordering. I got a couple of things that no one else did. But, Shadow Moon, Birth.
Yes, yes!
The Wing Zero Custom RD.
No applause.
The...
Fuck your mother.
Haxosaurus or Haxorus or... What the fuck's name
I would say
is?
Haxorus.
Oh my god, you use Hax.
I believe the appropriate pronunciation would be Haxorus.
Haxorus? Okay.
Thanks, Carex50/new Carex50.
So, I picked up the kit of that, even though it's probably gonna suck, but whatever.
Stickers!
They're not that expensive, and they're an extra video, so.
X-U.
They're like Dawson with the Kiwami Tama shoes.
Yes, and the samurai stuff.
And
we need to make a Pokeplot list.
Yes!
Eventually. D-Arts, Beelzemon. Pre-ordered him, even though I still need to get Omnimon at some point, but... I got Beelzemon, he's all awesome face. And then, like, was it the day before that Mandrake thing happened?
Yes.
Okay, so the day before that, Sunday night, I guess I was bored and felt like spending money. I still haven't got anything back from Shibuya.
They take a couple of days.
I don't know what's going on there, but, whatever the fuck the other one was. Nakano.
Wait, tell them how it started. Tell them how it started.
Okay, Makamo. It started with a thread on HGU. that I don't know if I can find. I don't know whether it's on the first page or not anymore. It doesn't look like it is.
Doesn't matter. It's on the second page.
Okay, it's on the second page. But anyway, he wants Figure Arts Rising Ixa. And in trade for Rising Ixa, he would be willing to pay $35 plus giveaway Geki Toja.
Bonding up.
So it was Dark Senshi's threat. So I was like, I can trade my Rising Ixa, get $35 and a Geki Toja, and then take the $35, add about 10, and then get Rising Ixa again. It'll be like a $10 Geki Toja. It'd be awesome. And so I was considering doing that.
I see what you did there.
And so I'm just browsing around the Mandrake, minding my own business. And I find a 1,000 yen Psyblade.
Psyblade, yes! Gekichoppa!
I love Mageki. So chop I needed action. Some chop. I almost said chop.
Chop. You need the chop thing.
Sideblade. And so I was like, okay, well, I need to get this. So let's find more shit to buy, so I don't have to pay a fee.
That $500 fee, I mean, yen fee, would have broke the bank.
While browsing, I found a 1,500 yen Dino Commander, and that's the last ABBA changer that I need.
ABBA changer.
So I was like, okay, let's do this. So I started a cart with Shibuya, and I was like, well, okay, I need to get at least 5,000 yen in that cart so I don't have to pay the fee, because that is how my mind works. Why pay 500 yen when you can pay more and not pay 500 yen? I mean,
exactly.
Really.
Exactly. That's really just a smart thing to do.
So, by the end of the spree, my Nakano cart had the Sideblade, a 1,500 yen Zuban, a 500 yen exclusive Kiva Rider Hero Series guy, and a 2,000 yen... Transformers Human Alliance Mudflap, which I was really excited about. Unfortunately, they didn't have it. So, but thankfully, because I at least attempted to spend 5,000 yen, I didn't get feed.
Yay!
So, I saved some money, but unfortunately, I didn't get Mudflap, so I still need Mudflap, even though I don't think he exists in the United States. But
I think he's a myth.
And then, my Shibuya cart resulted in a 2,500 yen G-Phone from Gow Ranger, a 900 yen RHS Kamen Rider Ray, the Ray! Dino Commander, and it was only 1,200 yen actually, the Dino Commander. Yeah. And then 300 yen each of Toki, Kirameki, and Habataki from the Hibiki movie Rider Hero Series figures, so... That is my Mandrake story, so I ended up spending a bunch of money on Mandrake that I had no intention on spending.
And then he just made a weird sucking noise.
That's how it goes, I guess. Mandrake kind of sucks you in and then...
And then drops you like that. He just drops you and you're like, oh, fuck.
Sucks you in and then drops you and steals your wallet. So...
Sounds about right.
It was fun. It was a good time. And then I influenced... Good old Kevin here to buy more things, too.
Shut up!
And he'll talk about that when it's his turn, but now it's Dawson's turn.
Dawson's a faggot, you little gay faggot.
Oh, he's making me cry again!
Man up!
Man up, you little bitch.
Okay, anyway. Let's see. I also pre-ordered some stuff. I got like 3 orders in, but only one of them was mine. I pre-ordered a Birth and a... What was it? Oh, yeah, Shadow Moon from Toads. And then, because Brian's over here was broken...
My Toad died.
I opened... I got his from Poliwhirl, and I ordered one from Ryokuwa from Cable Box. And, just looking around my room. Anyway, so I got that stuff. We got Pat Strikers. Did we mention that?
Oh, fuck, I forgot the Pat Striker.
Like, Pat Striker... I don't know. It's like a theme song now. I don't know. So I got those. I have not ventured over to Mandrake yet, other than to investigate some Feimu Phoenix Special Edition Santa Heroes.
No, you cannot buy those.
Why?
Because that would mean I'd have to add that section to the list.
Yes. Oh, add to cart. Okay, so anyway.
And then I have to find one myself to compete with you, and this is just going to get out of hand.
Do it. Do it.
Okay. Shut up.
So I did that. I finished watching Magi Ranger, which was awesome.
I know, right?
And let's see. I got the unnamed party that doesn't watch Chuck to potentially watch Gokaiger because she likes transvestite Gokai Blue, I guess.
That doesn't even make sense.
I know, because Chuck is way better than
Gokaiger is awesome sauce, but like...
Or she likes a shemale.
Nothing compares to Chuck.
Maybe she's into shemales.
Now, which one are we talking about? Gokai Yellow or Gokai Blue?
Chuck has those, too.
Yes, yellow. Except they're not
big
real.
And blonde.
And they feel like a princess. I will break your face! So, I really just watched Magi Ranger and bought
break
stuff.
Your face.
So, I don't think anything else has happened. I always forget what's happened the past week. I got... in a cool Takashi replica box. And I'm done.
It's your turn. I got all my shit from Lifewater.
Yeah.
I forgot. Really? That didn't happen until Thursday, so this is new.
Oh, what was in this box, Shuquen Shinobo?
The two Figmas, the Mobirits, Shinkeno, Shinken Red, Tatoba, that Superior Kit.
Some and they're all so epic.
Maybe. I don't remember anymore. But yeah, all those. So anyway.
Alright, so it's my turn. I got my three Rider medals from CS Toys. And because Donut Store did not put up medals at 3, we attempted to purchase them from CS Toys. Dipshit over here got one with his 120
figure. That.
And
damn it.
Dushim and I were unable to secure one because they were yanked out of our cart, probably by new KRX 50. Aging bastard. And well, I blame my predicament on one of the people at the bro getting a void, and I had to go do my job as opposed to using the computer to buy things, which is technically not allowed, but I just do it anyway.
I cheated a little.
So I also pre-ordered a Patch Striker from where did I get mine from?
Bendy Straw.
From Bendy Straw. I was sitting minding my own business on my computer in an undisclosed room and doing my thing, and I get a text. Patch Striker is up. Fortunately, I had the page already open to Patch Striker. I could just hit refresh, purchase, suckers, add it to Gal Red. And then I'm sitting here last night playing Heart Gold, doing epic special training goof for the Elite Four with Heracross. And apparently these two started screaming about Shadow Moon and Birth going up. I seriously didn't hear it. Apparently Calculator put them up and I didn't know about it. So I'm like, oh shit, I gotta get, and all of a sudden they're like, oh my thing.
So loud too.
They said something about
like he was like Shadow Moon, Birth, Wristwatch, and we went and you were left in the dust. I'm sorry.
I heard something about like not much Shadow Moon going up or whatever all of a sudden, and I'm like, when? And they're like, a few minutes, a minute ago. I'm like, what? And so then I frantically panic. I didn't know Birth had gone up too, so I got Shadow Moon in a cart. I'm in the middle of checking out. So I'm like, well, did Blue Jeans upload Birth too? Yes. I can't go back. I'm almost done. So I bought Shadow Moon. I went and refreshed to the Birth page. And then when I got that done, I was like, add to Shadow Moon order. Yay! So those are in an order, and I'm all happy now. And I got pre-ordered figure arts, and they make me smile. And then, here's what happened. Was the other day, and I blame KO for this, he apparently sent me a message on Skype saying, this guy on HJU is selling a Magi Legend. I'm like, I mean, Magi, a St. Kaiser. I'm like, oh, all right, let me check this out. I don't know why I was possessed to check this out, but I did, so I click it.
Magi's awesome.
And so I'm looking at it, and it's beckoning to me, right? I'm like, but then if I buy this, I have to buy the rest of the Magi Mecha. So then I hop on Mandarake because I'm a glutton for punishment. And the Sawara store had a 1,500 yen Wolkaiser, a 1,500 yen Magi Legend, and a 2,000 yen. I thought it was just Trevelyan at first. Then I find out upon inspection, was wondering why there's an ampersand in the middle of the name. And turns out when I put it into my translator, it says Trevelyan and Gold Grip Phone Set. I'm like, oh, even better. So I got a 2,000 yen Trevelyan and Gold Grip Phone Set. So I met the threshold for not having to pay 500 yen.
Yay!
Because at first I was like, well, I don't want to get all three Mecha. And I'm like, man, the last time I did that, I missed out on a Go Raijin. I'm still kicking myself for that. Secondly, I'll have to pay a fee. So I got all three, and then I'm like, well, I may as well just throw this 400 yen Sentai Hero Smokey in the mix. Because I can get the head Legend Magi Blue, and I'm like, I need her, but it's probably easier to get them as a set of five later on. than trying to find four individual ones. So I just got Smokey, and so they've been shipped from Mandarake. And apparently, the Swar story either gets no business or is really efficient, because I got a confirmation 5 hours after getting the thank you for offering to send us money.
Yeah, Nakano is pretty fast too.
But Shibuya usually takes days. I don't know why, but they do. I'm trying to think what else happened. I've recorded my Figure Out Reviews. Eternals up. As I'm recording this, Tachoba's up, and Shinken Red's next, which means that by the time this goes up, it'll be up. And I've got Metal to record. I got a request for the Saga Belt, so I'll probably do that. I was going to do it eventually anyway. I'll probably just do it sooner now. I don't know. I still have to finish those high calls, the Final Form rides. Look, this says my Mandarake package has left Tokyo. Yay! So it's already left Japan. I'm so happy. And I messaged that guy about the Saint Kaiser. And
you say it's a relic. Saint Kaiser? Is that what it's
called? I'm so excited though, because I got Wool Kaiser, now we all have Wool Kaiser. So he messaged me and told me how much the shipping was. He's like, is that okay? I'm like, sure, whatever, I don't care. So should be being able to get that soon, hopefully. And look at this, Brian. Somebody commented on, I guess it's your superior thing, saying they might use Snivy now just because of your model kit.
It's good to know that
we have an influence.
I might somehow use a model Snivy kit just because of this, no joke.
I told you.
I'm glad my Poke Plus can influence your gaming decisions.
I don't know. I think I might use Snivy. It might have nothing to do with your thing.
I think you should use it on one of yours just so you can let me know how it handles.
Well, I was thinking about, because I already know I was definitely using Oshawa. I'm thinking about using him on black and Snivy on white, which would definitely keep up the trend, because red, gold, ruby, and diamond all use the water starter. And then blue, what the fuck's it called? Sapphire and Pearl all use the grass. Silver used the fire. So I might just keep the tradition going. Something told me last night I should use Snivy, so I think I'm going to use Snivy. And as much as I love Topig, I really want to use Topig.
I feel like these WhatsApps have been going on for 4 days.
I think this is it, though. I really don't think there's anything else I want to say.
And then I went to the bathroom on the 4th, and that was an experience.
Okay, let's get on with the news.
I got at least 4 stories.
At least.
At least I'm not a homosexual. Oh, wait.
I'm starting up the news, apparently.
Apparently?
Apparently. So, there was a Kamen Rider Double Returns event thing going on somewhere. I don't really know. But
something happened.
Yeah,
no.
Something happened.
Girl, I got a Gokai change. I'll talk to you later.
Bet she can't make her say go on wings.
The top picture here is the Eyes Dopant, which is probably one of the hidden ones in the T2 set.
Probably.
Attacking Eternal, who just looks like normal Eternal.
Oh god, I didn't see this picture yet.
Well,
I'm looking at it. That's creepy. I'm sorry, continue.
And so we got two pictures of Terui, just one being husband Terui, and then one being Uber Cop Terui. And it says, in the film, Terui never calls Akiko Akiko, which, well, yeah, because she's a dolphin. Which causes her to complain, since Terui calls every other character in their first name except hers. It is also revealed that the identity of the Commander Dopant is being played by Minoru Tanaka, Ultraman Mebius, and Ultraman Brothers, Ultraman Mebius.
Ultraman Brotos.
Okay.
In fact, I can tell you how Akiko complains. It's something like this. Say my name, say my name.
Thank
when
you.
When no one is around you, say, baby, I love you.
Okay! Fuck!
Well, thank
as
you.
For Double, he barely showed up in the film.
Aww.
Dang it.
Here's the sequence on how Terui ended up being Kamen Rider Axel Booster. Akiko's falling down. She does that sometimes. Terry has badly injured his leg. He won't get there slippers. In time, so Aoi grabs the Commander Dopant and takes the Gaia Memory Enhancing Adapter and throws it to Terry. Terry transforms and flies over to her. As for Gino, he is still alive and has some action scenes that were great. There was a scene about the man and wife which felt awkward to one poster. That's nice.
He was probably gay.
In the set event, Kirihiko's actor, yay, voiced Futo-kun in the talk show, and it was funny. That's what it says.
And it was funny. Okay, I believe you.
In the talk show, they talked about Eternal's View Cinema theme song called Code. Well, it's Code, but it's like C-O-D hyphen E. The Code of E by Sophia, the Eternal guy and his band. During the talk show, Koichi Sakamoto showed up and said that he wants to do Power Rangers, I mean, more double. Kamen Rider Joker, V Cinema, anyone? Yes, please.
Yes, boner!
I'd love that. Stuff.
I have a huge boner.
And apparently the first 10 minutes of Eternals V Cinema was played in the event, in one scene, Kyosei, best known as Luna Dopant,
the queer.
Back in Double Forever, sees the dead Reika, a.k.a. Heat Dopant, dead.
Hot chick.
And says, she looks good. So, apparently at one point he was a straight necrophiliac. That's what I get out of it.
That's... Yeah, I got necro too.
And apparently they got a chance to watch the latest trailer of the upcoming Let's Go Kamen Rider film and a preview of the theme song Let's Go Rider Kick 2011 by Kamen Rider Girls was played during the event.
You sound like a news reporter right then. Like the way
your voice... The trailer... Was
during the event.
The trailer also shows Hiroshi Miyauchi yelling V3.
This is Super and Shinobi 7 News.
And a shouting Hiroshi Fujioka. There's also a scene showing Shotaro and Philip transforming into Kamen Rider Double. Spoilers. Kamen Rider O's Tamashii Combo is shown and is preparing the Tamashii Bomber. The shocker Tamashii, greed seems Tamashii, to appear. Tamashii. There's one scene which involves Kodro Nogami saying something about, I won't give this medal to you. And some kids said something about, but Shocker will disappear then.
Good.
It is reported that the trailer for O's Deno All Riders Let's Go Kamen Rider is going to be on the official website on March 3rd.
Yes.
That is all.
I'm talking about faggot.
That is all. Back to you, Philip. Philip.
Filipe.
Zomi Bukai.
No, you're fake, Philip.
Exactly, Filipe.
Zog zog suru ne.
Oh, Philip has a deeper voice now. According to his memory, he went through puberty.
You're right. This is stuff is sounding so pretty, and I love the Akusaru and the Eternaru, and I'm so excited. Now we got the Ichigo. Da Nico and the B3.
Pikachu, Raichu. Oh, we're playing that game?
I was actually doing Shuki when he was describing how many figures he had those left.
Ichigo, the Nico, and the V3.
Ichigo, Nico, and V3. I counted, yay.
He wasn't Mexican. And then he started clapping and making weird baby noises.
Yeah.
I was pretty scared.
It was funny. But in any case, so that's enjoyable. And I'm excited face about all of this. And I want to see it. And I want to see Akiko slipping around her flippers.
Oh, God. I don't think I can go on after that. Go on.
Go okay. on.
Let's go on. Yes. That's why she's falling down. Flippers are good on land.
Morgan learned that the hard way.
So, would you like to speak now, Dawson?
Sure.
Speak.
Speak. Speak, 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 speak. I'm done. I suppose. No. Like, there's not really a whole lot to say other than I'm excited. I mean, basically we just get little tidbits about... tidbits.
Tidbits?
Yeah, we get little tidbits about the movie, and then I'm like, yeah, I'm excited, so... There's really not a whole lot to say, except I look forward to it, and I'm sad the Double's not in it more. And I want a Joker V Cinema, and I totally plan on asking Koichi Sakamoto Double questions at the next Morphicon, and totally ignoring anything Power Rangers. Be like, so, what was it like working with Shotaro? Now, did Axel put any moves on you? Was that actually Matt Mullins in the helicopter? We don't know. That was his twin. I can't think of a name that's similar to Matt. At Mullins? Tat Mullins? I don't. Cat Mullins. There we go.
He's Pat Mullins.
Pat. There we go. Pat. Pat, the striker mullins.
Okay.
So that's all. I'm excited. And Koichi's stunts are badass.
Yeah.
He did a really good job on the double movie.
He did an amazing job on everything double he's done. So
I want to see more RPM spins and stuff.
Yeah, Triceratops, Stopon? I mean, geez, that was awesome. Plus, it was Jasmine, because we all know Jasmine my Espa.
Umika is not an Espa.
Umika my Jespa? Jesper?
Jasper? Jax?
She did. Fuck you.
Umika's not an Espa. When she touches someone, nothing happens. They don't even get a boner, seriously.
I'm just excited because it's more double, really.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
The plots, from what we know, seem to be really good, so, I mean, I'm sure they'll be great movies.
I mean, it is double, so it's a good plot.
But, really, I'm just excited that we're getting more double, and the fact that Shoto and Philip are in the Let's Go movie, like, as themselves, and not just, like, double appearing and going, hey.
I'm double.
They're going, hey, and listen.
It's Jeffrey Prosser voicing them. Hilarious.
So I'm excited. I like this. This is happy face.
Double heart.
Double hato.
Eichizeto. All hearts ever. And break character.
Very much so. Spank face.
Unmei no kokoro.
Spank face. Spanky buns.
Name spank face.
So anyway, let's move along.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
All right. Moving along, we have an update here on the Kamen Rider 999th and 1000th episode special thing majiggers. First up, we have some magazine scans, which I know are scans because I'm not holding the magazine in my
really?
Hand.
Really? We're gonna make that joke again?
Yep. We see a silhouette of Putotira and the Tricera metal looking all epically Triceratops. But without Billy. And we see a picture of, I don't know, who's that? That's some dude in a shirt. I don't know.
Yeah, it's Date, I think.
Date's in a shirt. And we see Dr. Maki, and he's all, I'm Dr. Maki, except I'm dressed funny. And Eiji, and is that the secretary, or is that Hina-chan? And Goto, dressed as Shocker soldiers. And what we see, Cake Boss is wearing like a Shinigami Hakusei cloak, and they're all dressed up like Kamen Rider personages of note. And it says here that Oz is a lucky rider, and he was even promoted as an anniversary rider. We have this episode, we can write 1,000th episode. And so we know it's the 27th and 28th episodes of Oz. They're not canon, so, you know, shit craziness goes down. Don't be like going apeshit and going crazy and like thinking the world's gonna end. Comment.
That's not till May. Damn it.
You're right. And there's gonna be a lot of references from past shows. So here's what we have. Kogami calls Eiji and Ankh to celebrate the 1,000th episode of the Kamen Rider franchise. So they're gonna make a commemorative movie, a Rider vs. Shaka film. And while filming, there's a guy who shows up and no one knows who he is. He says his name is Sendo, as he knows Kogami. And Ankh can smell a yummy on him. And we see
this sounds wrong.
I know.
I smell yummy on you. Excuse me?
And we're not quite sure why Kogami wants this movie to be made, but he does. And then we see the squid jaguar yummy, which is created from a Shocker soldier's hatred towards the riders. Its right arm is a sword. It can cut Oz's body. And it's also good at fighting in the water. I guess, you know, being part squid and all. And it said that this yum is a direct tribute to the Isogen Jaguar back in the original series, all the way from top to bottom, and especially the white boots. And the cast and crew of the film are Akira Date is the director. Hino Eiji is the first remodeled human Kamen Rider. Shut up! Dokta Maki is Ambassador Shinigami, which is a reference to Shocker's Ambassador Hell and Dr. Shinigami. And as the cameraman, Satonaka will take care of the makeup and costumes. Chiyoko, the restaurant chick, is going to be handling sound and illumination. and Ankh Ankh is going to be Shocker's great leader, and Hina-chan will be the love interest, and Goto is the scientist for Shocker.
Broto.
Aside from our regular cast, it's confirmed that some chick named Chiaki, Chisato Morishita, who was in Ryuki and Godspeed Love, and Shinatsu Watsuki will guest star in the 1000th episode, and they all have the kanji question mark in their names, and it means 1000. I don't know if Brian knows this, but I assume the kanji was there at some point, but our site turned into a question mark.
Oh,
our site, our whole site's a question mark.
Your
it's the Riddler. Fuck.
The comedy duo Hara Senban will also guest star in the special and will be Shocker Grunts. So that just sounds epic.
Epic.
I'm so excited. It's going to be fun and craziness galore. And there's probably going to be lots of hilarious Cake Boss and Dr. Maki. So that's always good.
Oh, it always.
It makes me happy in pants.
Happy while pants does.
Exactly. So you ladies continue speaking about this.
So,
and I will check French fries for updates.
All right. Let me know if they have extra crispy.
Okay.
So, like, I'm usually not really all that excited about non-canon stuff because it doesn't add to the story. It's just kind of, like, fillery nonsense. But, I mean, this is an epic occasion. Like, 1,000th episode of a series.
It's pretty big.
It's rare something like that happens, so...
They had that on Attack of the Show a while ago. Where have you been, Kamen Rider?
God.
It's the lazy bums. Took off those years in between Black RX and Kuga. What the hell were they doing?
Turn off.
Oh, God, I knew it.
They were mourning the death of Emperor Showa. For a long time.
A long time. They finally got over it.
They loved him a lot.
Riri. Oh, it's simultaneous and disturbing. Hello?
I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
Everyone like, the Yummy looks weird, but they all kind of do it.
They all kind of look fucked up now that they're, like, having weird interracial sex and stuff. I don't know. Just, like, merging.
Gee, Dawson, you're against that kind of thing, too? What is wrong with you?
Oh, I heard something.
But, I mean, all in all, I'm excited. I mean, I don't really care about any of these special guests, really.
Because none of them are important. They're like, oh, we got the third extra from the... Who cares? No, I don't care about the movies. No. I want to see... I don't know.
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun episodes. I just don't really care about the dumb extras they're getting. It'll definitely be funny with the... Like Kevin said, with the comedic characters of Cake Boss and Dr. Maki. I hope the baby plays some parts. I think the baby should play Decade. That's what I think.
Come and like that! Oh!
That's the baby. I want Dante to play Hibiki because they're so similar.
Because he's all like six pack hot sexiness.
He's Osamu from the future.
He's a doctor.
Oh, God, man. It's Overdrive tonight. Overdrive, Kevin's favorite season.
Overdrive.
That which shall not be named.
Overdrive, accelerate. I think he just killed himself. Either that or he turned into some sort of barbarian. He could turn into Tarzan.
He's a great man.
We'll discuss that later. So, yeah, let's move along again.
Alright, next up we have, like, Image Spam from the Let's Go Kamen Rider movie. First up we see Ichigo and Nigo holding that. That was the sound the memory makes, but you wouldn't know that because you don't own the memory.
Oh! Right.
There you go. Now sit down and shut your fucking mouth.
I'm already sitting down. How do I get any more sitting down?
Sit down even more.
Please assist.
And the one with the red gloves, who I really don't know which one's which. The one with the red gloves is holding a medal. And so we have pictures. It says it's confirmed from the scans, or I don't know, not these scans, but other scans, that secondary Kamen Riders will take part in Let's Go Kamen Rider. Oh, I see the scan. Oh, good God. There's a lot of secondary riders there. So if you go to the link that Shuki's posted in this, and the word, the scans, will be blue. If you click that, you'll see this picture of like a bajillion riders. And it's the secondary writers that will be in Let's Go Kamen Riders. So Birth and Axe are the biggest roles. Then we have Kick and Punch Hopper, Drake, Doc Kabuto, Zeronos, G3X, Kaiser, Delta, Garen, Kadis, Liango, Ibuki, Todoroki, Sonki, Gatak, Zabi, Sasword, Ixa.
I think some juice came out of that.
The end. And all the Ryuki riders. So
and all the Ryuki rider and this guy.
So I guess possibly Matt Mullins then? I don't know. Maybe, huh? I'll make it happen. Then we see a picture of Decade and Shadow Moon. The caption, Decade versus Shadow Moon, round two. And and then we have a picture of Shotaro and Philip transforming into Dabaru.
They look like Medicoms. Just saying, it looks funny.
And then we have the execution scene in the public square of Eiji, Ankh, Momotaros, and Kotaro in front of the Shocker supporters. It's very, very sad because Momotaros is involved. And let's see, what do we have? Next up is Kamen Rider Black and Black Exit.
You're the same person, just like Dawson Rider and Dawson Rider Black.
Oh, God. They're beating the hell out of Shocker Grunts.
And or one Shocker Grunt. Yeah, we're fucking awesome. We took one of them. We did more than Billy.
They did more than you?
Shut up.
Then we see Oz, and he's coming in to help V3, who's, as we said before, voiced by his original actor, a.k.a. Big One. Big One.
Big One.
But then we see King Dark from Counter X and Ona from Den-O, because we all love Ona and his rice-eating battles. And we see Shocker's great leader. Then we see a picture of Kotaro as new Den-O with Teddy and the Momotaken. And it says here that new Den-O's new weapon, the Momotaken, replaces Teddy's Masha Teddy, which that sounds sad. And it says the movie premieres April 1st, along with their released movie, a Net movie series entitled Net Version O's Den O All Riders Let's Go Kamen Rider Super Search Your Own Riders 48. God damn, it's a long title. Will be released starting March 11th.
11th. Oh my God.
So that's exciting. Not sure exactly what's happening with that stuff, but it should be epic.
It should be
hot pocket.
Yeah, I can't wait for those Net movies. Net movies are always fun, though.
I'm still waiting for subs of doubles Net movies.
Yeah, the Decade ones were good. The Kiva ones were good, though. But yeah, we're still waiting for those double ones. But those are supposed to be pretty funny. But I'm excited. These pictures make me so happy. We all love Black and Black RX. Now we're getting Shadow Moon involved in this too. What's the hype about Shadow Moon?
I don't know
face?
What the hubbub about him is. Honestly, he's just there.
Neither. He's just Shadow Moon.
And then this list of secondary riders that are showing up just makes me hard.
Yeah, I'm glad they're bringing in a lot of secondaries.
Ixa and Zeronos.
Yeah, I'd love if some of them were the actual secondary riders.
Like the actors.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
Like Kick and Punch Hopper and... I mean, hell, Kick and Punch Hopper and Kaiza were just in Decade. And...
I want to see Ultra, yeah.
I mean, what? So was Ibuki, Todoroki, and Zonki, so they're laying around doing nothing.
Hell, if they can get Tendo out of retirement, they get two for one.
This is true.
So he should be filming the dub of Kabuto over here right now.
They just got Zeronos for... Episode Red, so maybe they can snag him for a little bit. I'd love to see Chaos, because he's just so awesome. Liango can just go die in a hole. So can Garen.
Poor Liango.
And what else? Saga would be cool. D-End, of course he's going to be back. They've got him on permanent retainer. Maybe Drake can give us some... Ultimate makeup. And Tsurugi can come in and be all... I don't know, whatever Tsurugi does. He could be Wagatomo Kagami.
Kogami, my best friend. No, that's Kagami. Damn it. Stop hugging him.
Well, they can't have all the people back and still have Zabi. Because if they get Kick and Punch Hopper and gets Hack, there's really no one left to be the B.
The final villain dude could be the Zabi, because he like picked it up one time and was like, look what I can do.
Goro-chan? Yeah, get Goro-chan, yes!
That and we need to get Asakura. That guy was awesome.
Love Goro-chan. So yeah, you guys can give your thoughts now that I've just kept rambling.
Now that you just pretty much gave everyone's thoughts.
Yeah, you pretty much said everything. Like,
sorry, I got mine.
It's going to be one like mess of writers, and I like that. I mean, that's what the beginning of Gokaiger was, so...
Yeah. Gokaiger's handling it just fine.
The way I see it, the more original actors they can get back, the better.
Yeah, that'd be nice instead
even
of
if it's just voices.
Yeah, that would be nice. Or just cut together old clips. Sure, it'll sound funny, but whatever.
It'd be like that South Park where they brought back Chef.
Oh, I remember that.
I want to stick my balls in your asshole, children. Like, what? It was so poorly done.
Oh, look, Rush Hour 2's on.
Did I say you could speak?
Oh, shit, it's my turn, so it is my turn to speak. Let me just put on a Rush Hour 2 so I have a safe station, because otherwise it's creepy in here if it's not a safe station. Okay. Is everyone
a safe
ready?
Station? Yeah, you should find those when you're playing Metro. It's always helpful.
Okay. Is everyone ready for legal eggs?
Yes.
I have legal eggs in my diaper.
So according to our first rumors for next year's 2011-2012 Rider, we are all going to be having lots of legal eggs fun. So... these rumors state that this writer is going to be based off of heroes or great men. So, John Casey, Chuck, Morgan,
Kenji Zonky, Matsuda,
Billy the Kid. Who's that?
Billy the Kid is...
It's Billy? Fuck, he's not a great man.
No, he's an outlaw. I don't know why he's a great man.
King Arthur, Bruce Lee, Tarzan.
He's a gunslinger. He's not really an outlaw.
Chris Tucker.
Shut up.
Seth Rogen. So just all these heroes are great, man. Okay, so the names are tentative, but the forms are, the base form is going to be Kung Fu, so apparently he's going to be able to flash. Other forms are described as Gunman, Knight, Shinobi, Brian, I didn't know you were a form.
You're and, a great man? That's a funny joke.
Each form has three different states, of course, because they just fucking do this. Different examples are pistol, dual wield, rifle, or nunchuck, and tonfa and lance. We can go, get your tonfa! Stop. So
get the nunchuck!
He just says a bunch of shit. Okay, so he's gonna have partner monsters. Pocket the monster!
Pistol issue.
Dragon is dragon, which is weird, because I thought dragon was a duck, but... Arthur is a rock. He's got a pet rock.
The sword and the stone, douche.
Kid, you know what? Okay. Kid is a fox. Hanzo is a lizard. It's really close. Tarzan is a silhouette. Should have been Ape Name Ape. Could have been George of the Jungle instead. Transformation is called Monster Egg. So this is Monster Rancher and Pokemon all in one.
It could be Brendan Fraser. He's married to a horse.
They are... Oh, God. They're... horse! they're going to be transparent eggs. You can see the monster through. And they're created synthetically. And according to the rumors, they're probably over 100 eggs. Some of them legal, some of them not. The enemies are called...
Some of them cross the border, oh god.
Some of them, damn it!
What the fence is for?
The enemies are called the Mozuku, and they will be demons. So they will be character 50 and new character 50. They're going to show up, they might show up in the Kamen Rider O's summertime movie. And O's will use the Taka Kujaku Cheetah, not Cheetar. What the fuck is wrong with you people? And... Then the Makuzo Zuko, whatever they are, show up, and they'll be fighting. And the new Kamen Rider enters and is like, hey, look, I got a new gimmick. And you better snatch me up quick, even if you're not sure about me, because I'm going to sell fast, because Bandai is a bunch of fuck nuggets.
Basically, yes.
So, I am utterly confused by these rumors, just for the fact that we're going to have some kind of case. It's like an egg carton. His belt's going to be called the Deluxe Poach Driver. I don't know, the Scrambler, there's all kinds of shit that can be done.
That's his bike.
Yeah, the Scrambler. now, I don't know, the whole egg idea, it sounds interesting / stupid at the same time.
Yeah, I agree, like, I mean, it's interesting in a fact that they could probably do a lot of Pokemon-esque things with it.
Yeah.
But it's just
he's like, Dragon,
weird
I choose you.
To use...
Let's go, Rock!
I got rock powers! Yes,
Rock and Roller!
Oh god. Chroma Stone!
Notice the laughing stopped when you said Rock and Roller.
So bitter.
It's a stupid name.
It's stupid name. Kiefer
will challenge you on this.
Who will?
Kiefer.
I'll take on Kiefer.
He beat up Christina.
This will be fun in the comments section. So,
should be. I miss Kiefer's long comments.
Yeah, we miss you.
Come back to me.
He posted a long comment last time it was on Twitter.
Didn't see it.
Count the medals.
So post your comment in the comments so we can read it.
And we'd miss Matt if he knew what a patch tiger was. I don't know what it is, but it combines with the Gokaio. So I bought it. Brilliant.
Brilliant deduction in there.
Oh, we can talk in our glasses?
Okay. So what is everyone's thoughts?
Well, I don't really know what to think, to be honest. I mean, like I said, there's a lot of possibilities with the whole egg thing, but I don't really know if I want to be collecting eggs.
Yeah, I think it doesn't sound that, like, serious. You really couldn't take it seriously at all.
But, like...
Oh, stop.
Just to stick with our commitment, I love this idea. I think that it's the best
be awesome.
Idea they've
best
ever
common writer ever.
I 100% support it, and I'll be buying everything ever.
Yep, best common writer ever.
I
best concept.
So amazing!
Love it.
It's
gonna be
fantastic.
It awesome writer seal of approval.
It turns me on in ways even ladies can't do.
Even midgets.
Do you think we praised it enough to be safe?
Even midgets with giant watermelons. Yes.
Are we safe?
Yes, we're safe. Love this ride.
I'm never safe. I don't like those. You mean about that? Oh, I don't know.
Heart, Ryder, we love you. It's gonna be awesome.
Like I really want something that's more traditional.
Yeah, it seems
you want a traditional wedding.
He wants a white dress.
I want another Agito, basically, just like three riders with a couple forms and.
You know what I kind of want is as much as it would be Figure Out Hell, is another like big rider series like Ryuki.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want something that doesn't involve.
You mean
a rider.
Like the rumor from last year?
Well, yeah, and the year before that, and the year before that. But like either like Brian said, either like a Kuga or an Agito type deal. It's more simple, or like a 13 rider thing. I'm tired of like this one rider that can turn into fucking everything ever you could think of. Look, I got a form for toenails and a form for electricity. Like, no.
That's where you buy things from.
We already did this with the Gaia memories and the medals. And
like, I know they need their merchandising gimmick, but I think it'd probably be best to go about something like Agito, just have like 2-3 riders, with like each of them having a second form, except the main rider having a couple. And
Blade's also another good example of that. They didn't have too much.
And just like find something else to do with merchandising, like make like Candroids or something, but just make a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
Instead of like one rider with all these forms, because the gimmick calls for a bunch of forms.
God, it's just ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous.
Basically, I'm just saying, make a gimmick that isn't focused on the rider having a bunch of forms.
And also, make more stuff so that we can buy it instead of putting out like two. Wait,
that would
we should
be
use
helpful
the logic.
Too.
Don't make anything. Make like zero stock. Don't make it at all. Yeah, I'd like to see them. Well, they could do both. Like, this year they could do a simple one. The next year, 13 rider. They just need to mix shit up.
Yeah.
Instead of because they're just following the trend. They're like, look how popular double.
I love O's, but like double was popular with the form changing thing. Except he didn't have 10,000 different forms.
Yeah, that's true. And with the exception, I mean, I love O's too. But you can tell O's like double hid it well. Like it was used well on the show. But even though O's does it pretty well, you can still blatantly tell they're just coming out with more medals for more toys.
Oh, yeah.
Because the powers really aren't as different as doubles. Like, he's got, like, 4 different ways of slashing someone. And squeaking.
Yeah.
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 This is ramble time. Oh, wait, we never get that anymore because we won't shut the fuck up. I want to shut up so we can keep talking.
What?
God.
I'm touching my underwear.
I expect a giant water bubble in. I almost died. It's not funny.
It's hilarious.
I know Kevin would hope for that, but
I always hope for Dawson to die. Oh. Well, he's easily replaceable with new KRX-50.
No! Why are you killing O's in your picture review by just smushing his head? What did he ever do to you? You're touching his crotch simultaneously. It's like a weird fetish video, and I think I'm going to leave. Okay.
Hey, bye.
Summary's time. Make them short, fast, and funny.
All right.
Just remember episode one. Pretend you're that Kevin again.
That Kevin knew love.
Well, pretend you know love again. No. Girl, I got a go-kai change. Apparently, Otis is a little farther away, but he's still here.
You're not that far from the microphone, God.
When you hear it, you'll see what I mean. There's a joke there. Kevin, stop coughing. This is serious.
I'm sorry. Alright, so... So Zangax got their fleet.
This is episode two, by the way. We should explain what we're doing.
Oh, yeah, we probably should. So, we've gotten a lot of... not really complaints. I mean, people have
hate mail from reasonable. Douchebags.
No, there wasn't hate mail.
Like the polar opposite of Brian's diplomacy and Kevin just being honest.
So it was part fan demand and part I'm tired. So what we're going to do is we were originally loosely following TV Nihon's release schedule. One, because that was what a majority of us watched. And two, it was an easy way to make sure that everyone that watches have seen the episodes.
But somehow they're late. I don't even know what late means. I didn't know it was a deadline, you faggots.
Clearly, there's
not really late. It's more takes a long time.
No. The phrase was they're late. I don't know what they're late for.
Late is a really bad term to use because that's not particularly true.
They're just slow.
They're slow.
They need the cool effects that make me giggle like a schoolgirl.
Well, you can just watch those later and see what happens now. So, I'm not going to wait for the DVD of Transformers before I go see it in the theater.
That's what bras are for, to see what happens.
What?
I don't know if you said balls or bras.
that's what the bras are for, to see what happens.
Well, no, because I'm not going to watch all the...
What's understanding?
Let's just talk about what we're going to talk about instead of bickering like three housewives.
We
still need Eva Longoria.
Shut up. This episode, we are doing two Gokaijers, two O's, and then our usual samurai episode. So, starting next week, we'll be following Overtime's releases, or rather, we'll be summarizing the episode that aired on the previous Sunday.
Yeah, so the most current episode.
So, I mean, what the episode that airs on the 6th, we will be doing in episodes, and the episodes that air on the 6th we'll be doing on the episode that gets released on the 11th. So,
okay. No, not that, we Kevin. We lost him, right? I guess I'll do the summaries. Okay, thoughts on Gokaiger 2.
Oh, we're done? Okay, I can get started now.
You had to explain what we were doing, otherwise we would have just talked for like 45 minutes.
You know what, I got bored and decided I wanted to try and get Go on Wings again. Okay, so now it's time for superhero time. And we're on episode 2, and Zangax set up shop in space, and the Gokaijers are like, what are you doing, buddy? What are you doing?
I slipped, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you slipped? You bet you did slip. I'm gonna make you slip down some stairs with a wheelchair.
Ha.
Huh. So they're like, I think we should leave. Let's get the treasure and GTFO. Because, seriously, not cool. Let those guys deal with their own shit. They're like, all right, let's do this. So they're like, hey, little bird guy, do your fortune telling. And he's like, rah, the lamp, rah, the lamp. Wait, no, that's a different bird. He's like, a man in black will tell you some cool shit. They're like, all right, that helpful. And so then we get to the opening, which now includes a little thing with the giant team picture from the Legend War, and it's all epic. And we're all, let's go, Kaija. And they go down to Earth, and apparently they just park their ship, like, in the middle of the city. And no one says anything.
That's how I do it.
It's a giant pirate ship hovering overhead, and everyone's cool with this. So they're looking for a person in black, and oh, look, everyone on the street's in black.
Apparently they landed in Goth City.
Yeah. So they see some boy who wants to take a picture of the key, and he's going to tell them who the Super Sentais are, and he grabs the key from Marvelous. Marvelous's like, oh, no, you. But instead, he reaches in Marvelous's pocket and steals Shinken Red Key, and Transvestite laughs and was like, lol, you got jacked. Ha 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 ha. So Marvelous is like, I'm going to rape his ass, and he chases after him with Aim to Family behind him. Meanwhile, these bad guys are sending down a monster. And they find the little kid, and they're like, hey, little kid, what the hell, man? Why are you doing this? This is not cool. And he's like, this is the powers of the people. You're protecting the earth, and this belongs to the earth, and they're good people, and you're pirates. And they're like,
he's the Sphinx from Mystery Men.
What?
Those of you who got that joke, get a cookie.
I wish I had a cookie. She won't give it to me anymore.
Think Brian just up and left.
Yeah. And
wait,
so
wait. Let me make sure he's not dead, otherwise we're not recording.
No, we are. We're fine.
Okay, here. I'm sorry.
So he wants to fight the Zangek because his grandpa died in the Legend War. And Marvelous is like, well, those keys were given to me by some dude who saved my life, so piss off, little kid. And we flash back to Marvelous on top of some scaffolding for some reason being attacked by Zangek. And then Akka Red comes in with a Gokai Saber, saves him, starts poning people, gives him the treasure chest of keys, and is like, here, go find the greatest treasure. And there's Navi flying overhead. And, I mean, it's implied that Akka Red gets killed, but those of you who saw Bokenger vs. Super Sentai are aware that he is the spirit of Super Sentai Red Hero or some crap.
He's about as dead as Magic Mother was.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty much what we're getting at here. I really don't think he can die. So Marvelous is like, fine, here you go. You want to fight?
As Bryce Larkin.
Yeah, really. If you want to fight, here, take his Mobilets. If you can beat the enemy, you get to keep the key. Otherwise, you don't get Jack. So let's see. This dude's blowing shit up. He takes. Wait, let me get my shit.
He's not fast forwarding this episode at all.
He gets the Mobilets and is all.
And then he goes, Rangers together, samurai forever.
And I totally hit myself in the face with the little opening.
I've done that in my glasses like 3 times. Like, oh, fuck. They boozled again.
He starts fighting and he's doing okay, but then the monster dude just rapes the shit out of him. And he de-untransforms and Marvelous is like, see, you suck at life. So they come in and they whip it out and they're just like,
let's do.
So they're fighting and they're doing cool shit and they do their roll call and Green does gay things and they're fighting all epic like and they do that switching weapons gimmick where like Pink kicks her sword or Blue slides his gun to Pink. Pink throws her sword. It like whips around killing shit and lands with Blue. So now they're doing that double weapon thing. They're just like killing shit. Green and Yellow switch weapons. So now she's got 2 swords, he's got 2 guns. They're just beating the piss out of these bad guys, and it's pretty epic, right? And then in comes 3 of the like mid-level grunt things. So they take their guns and sabers, and they hit the buttons together to where it opens the slots. They whip out their Go Kyager and Go Ranger keys, throw them into the air, and they all land in the slots. And they just go like double
final wave,
double,
double.
And Green and Pink do like double gun shooting at one of them.
Double.
Yellow and Blue do double slashing on another, and then Red takes the 3rd one and like shoots him and then slashes him. They're on the ground all dead face. The monster comes in and blasts them. And okay, Dawson, this is where you come in. And they all pull out their Decker Ranger keys and then they. And they've got the D arms and they're just like shooting it up and they're all epic. And then they shoot him. Then he comes at them and is like, I can do more than shoot, lols. So they go all. and they're all like, Kai Nimpo, Kai Anomai. And they like come in and they do that shadow fighting thing behind the little screen. And he gets smacked in the face. And they look so epic, even though Kabuto Rider's a chick, which actually doesn't look that bad.
I thought Kuaga Rider was a chick.
That's what I said. Kuaga Rider's a
Kabuto.
Chick. Oh, I definitely said Kuaga.
Sorry.
And so then they all pull out red keys and, okay. So they go. No, they're all reds. Geki's a chick, and what's the other one with the chick?
Maggie.
So they come in. Maggie Red and Gosei Red come in and like, G Magica and Tenso, and Wind comes in and fire and shoots them. And then Gal Red and Geki Red jump in and just like claw him to death. And then Shinken Red busts in with the Shinkenmaru and slashes the piss out of him. And then he goes all dead face. And the bad guys are like, what are we going to do? And the chick's like, no, I got this. I got this new invention. It's cool. She pulls out this little, like, gun thing, points it at the screen. Cannons come out the front of their ship and, like, shoot pink lasers at him. And he grows all giant face. So Marvelous is all, oh, damn it. So he's like, oh, god damn it.
Let me call the cops.
And the ship comes in. They get in it. They start blasting dudes with the cannons. They blow a couple of them up. Then they launch the machines, and they blow them up with the guns. And they blow up the four machines. They use their lasers, blow up a second one. Then they Kaizoku Gatai fly out into space. They do the little Zora mecha lineup like in Die Ranger, and they combine to go Kaio. And he puts on his little pirate hat. And he looks all cute face and. They fly back down, and they start just doing epic, like, CGI backflips and shit, and they're, like, doing double sword fighting action. And they're facing the one mid-level grunt guy, because all three of them grow giant, too. And they're doing backflips, and Monster grabs them and spins the dial, thinking he's going to do something bad to them. Instead, it opens all the ports. Ken and Ball start flying out, kill the grunt guy. He's like, hey, what just happened? And so they spin around. And they're like, lol, inserts Gokaidra keys into steering wheels. And it activates the, like, let's go. And the dial spins and activates the Gokai Starburst. The ports open, cannonballs, giant cannon in the middle. They just blast a little piss out of this guy. He blows the hell up. And they go on searching for this man in black. And they talk about how cool Marvelous is. And they're all like, Marvelous. And they're. Like, we think that Man in Black thing was wrong. And Navi's like, I'm never wrong. And then we see a gentleman in a cloak pull back his hood.
Will Smith.
We see the Magiranger logo, and those of us who've seen Magiranger and are cool people recognize him as Ozukai. Akana Mahotsukai. Majire do.
Yes. I haven't seen him in like 10 minutes. God.
Quick discussion on this one or go on to three?
No, we can do a discussion.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
Okay. I was just checking before I stop or we continue or whatever.
Yeah.
It's okay. We
forgive you. Well, I thoroughly enjoyed this episode. The Deca Keys, Hurricane Keys were fantastic. And
all the red transformations were epic.
I know, that was... And the fact that they combined the powers like that was... I enjoyed that a lot. Like, that's awesome.
So it's the opposite of DK, where it's like, well, I gotta travel and get these cards colored in. And they already have everything, which is awesome.
Like, I think that's what I enjoy so much. I mean, because we're still going back and visiting old things. But, like, they have everything. They don't have to worry about really finding anything except for the support mecha that they're getting.
Mm-hmm, and just learning lessons from previous Senshi.
And so, like, we get all this epic transformation, like, right off the bat, and I think that's what makes it so much more exciting than Decade was.
Let me say this. The main monster is fucking Vilgax. Like, no, he's not having sex with Vilgax, but he is Vilgax. If you watch Ben 10, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
He is Vilgax.
The only thing that made me sad about this episode, but we'll probably see it at some point, is that we didn't get an up close look at all five Hurricane Keys, because I would have wanted to see the Go Riders up close in their cool colors, but... That we'll get that eventually, I know.
That's probably my biggest complaint. Man, the episode's an easy pass now. God.
But that was really cool, though. I loved it.
It was epic and awesome.
Seeing a little kid get his face beaten was awesome, too.
Yeah, I always like seeing kids get their face beaten, because I'm such a wonderful person. And I love the score for it and everything. It's just really cool, epic pirate music.
Mm-hmm.
And the CGI Gokaio battles are awesome.
Yeah, and Navi's kind of funny. I don't know. He's something about him.
So they need to find Will Smith. Need to find Jay and K next episode. Because if you watched after the credits, they show the actual Men in Black. Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, should we get on to three now? Should we go do magic?
Let's do magic.
All right. So,
here's what happened last time. Sorry.
On to three. They're flying through some fog, and Milfy's up in the what do they call it? Crow's nest. And they can't see shit. They don't know where the fuck they're going. And Zangief comes and, like, shoots them, and they almost hurt her. And it's like, no, because she's cute sometimes, so don't hurt her. At least not yet. And so they're like, oh, God, what are we going to do? And then it goes to the theme song. So let's go, Kaija. I love the theme song. Go, let's. Arashi no Naka. Wait, what?
The full version?
Oh, really?
Full version.
Oh. Thank you.
I just stick something in a hole.
But anyway, so I wish I could do that. And, it's been 7 months.
With me beating my head.
Oh, okay. So they land, and look, it's a monster. Oh, look at that. And so they get all angry face, and they transform. So they start fighting. They're doing their thing, killing shit. And Green literally kicks this monster's ass in every sense of the word, because he lands his ass on Gokai Green's feet and just starts kicking him in the butt and flipping him around. It was kind of funny. And he does, like, this weird earthquake type thing, and Red and Green get separated from the rest of the crew. And bad guys are angry. I don't know. There's something wrong. They're just pissed off all the time.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know why they're always pissed off. This guy just is got sand in his vagina or something. I don't know.
Oh, it's a mental picture.
And so Red and Green are in this forest, and they see Kai, and Green's like, hey, you know about that treasure thing? He's like, yup. And they're like, who are you? He's like, a magician who forgot how to do magic.
And they're like, we're gonna do magic?
And he's like, you guys only know how to do half the powers, so you guys aren't entirely cool yet. And they're all confused face, so he's like, well, you guys gotta come with me. So they're gonna follow him, and, well, Marvelous follows him. Green has to catch up, and he calls the other three to be like, hey, can you guys come see about us? And they're like, we can do that. We're kind of busy at the moment, so I gotta go Kai change. And they transform, they're fighting, and then they're they do like three blacks, so three black rangers. God,
I know the way you said it.
So they're like, no, wait, that's
they had to use the cheat code and get a game shark.
And then who's next?
Cock Ranger.
Cock Ranger!
It said cock.
Cock.
I tell you.
Yeah. So Ninja Black's a chick, and so's Go On Black. And then Abre Black. And they start fighting. Meanwhile, Kai over here summons Flagel, who, if you're unaware, is his person, is like his Tenku Seija that gives him his powers, and it's a little phrase when they transform. Tenku Seija grants the power of magic. That's his. who he comes in and puts a ring of fire around Marvelous and Hakase. And Hakase actually literally says, "What are we going to do?" And Marvelous is like, "We're just going to run through it." And he's like, "I'm kind of scared. I don't know if it'll work." He's like, no, I got this. I got your back." Picks up Hakase, throws him through the fire, runs through behind him. It disappears. They're fine. The three blacks over here are fighting. And
then they eat some mayonnaise and change their mind.
They do the cool Brachiostaff thing, and then go on Black's got cow laser and Mantan gun. And Ninja Black does that cool, like, drops your clothes on the ground, but you're not really naked trick.
Bursts
out of the ground and attacks them.
It's me every time.
And they're just being epic. These two are following Kai, and now they're in a cave, and they're being chased by a boulder. So they're like, run away! We're not Indiana Jones, what the fuck? And Marvelous is like, no, stop, I got this. Takes out Gokai's saber, throws it, slanted into the ground. He's like, duck! They duck behind the sword. It apparently can use the sword as a ramp, and the boulder hits the sword, rolls up it, and bounces behind them, and they can keep going.
That is some hardcore shit, man.
It's pretty cool. So then,
that is my shit right there.
That is my shit.
We
right
forgot
there.
About him reading one of the stories. Fuck!
You didn't tell me to do it.
Anyway, no, my life's ruined. Whatever.
So then, whichever chick is going black, I forget which one is like, "Hey, let's go all white," which that's even worse. So they're just like, "Wait, no."
I got a key for one of them. Damn it, I have a key for it.
Oh.
Gentlemen! My God.
I forgot, sorry.
And then he yelled at me.
And so they do that. So now they're Big One, Gal White, and White Swan. She does her swanny attack thing with her weapon. I don't know what that is. I forgot what it's called. Swanny something.
Air cutter.
And then Razor Gal Ball. White comes in, uses the claws, and does that, like, you see, like, the Bell Tiger, Spirit of the Earth thing behind her. It's all cool. I'm like, yes, I love Gal Ranger. And she slashes him, and then Big One comes in and is attacking with the cane.
Kevin immediately gets hot.
I love Big One. Big Jacka is so cool. And he's like, "Big One, finish," and like rainbows go everywhere. And
epic. Doesn't sound gay in the slightest.
He's flamboyant, okay? He's a pimp. Big One is a pimp. Look at it. Look at the way he dresses. He's a pimp. He is like a Japanese Cat Williams. He is a pimp. Except he's not
Big One pimping.
Yes.
Okay, the new comedy special.
And so now we see these two with Kai, and he's at the other end of a crevasse over water. And they have to jump to get across. Mars is like, "All right, fine." So he runs, jumps. Monster jumps out of the wall and grabs him. He's like, "Bitch, please." Slashes him with the sword. The monster falls in the water. He stabs it into the rock face to stop from falling. Hakase here is all, "I don't know what to do. I can't jump. I'm a little girl."
Then Bear Grylls shows up and goes, "Come on, be a man. I'm Bear Grylls. And we always take chances." And then he just jumps over it. And because he's Bear Grylls. And then Bear's like, exactly.
That's a Bear Grylls.
It's Bear Grylls. It's way more badass than so. I had to make that joke. It was perfect. Because Bear Grylls fucking jumps over crevasses all the time.
Crevasses?
So
that's how he says it. Crevasses. Crevasse. I'm going to jump over this crevasse, and we could safely walk around it, but I'm Bear Grylls, and I don't give a shit about living. Now, let me just make a sweater out of this seal and then spin over it.
So anyway, Marvelous is like, "Think about the treasure and do it." And he sees, like, the rock breaking apart, and Hakase imagines the rock falling and hitting Marvelous. So he goes over and cuts down a tree.
After Bear Grylls shows him how.
With his saber, and he runs and pole vaults, and he pulls out his gun, and they're like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And he blasts the rock and stays Marvelous, but he misses the ledge, like Looney Tunes style. And because if you don't look down, you won't fall. Gravity only takes effect if you look down.
I learned that first year science.
And Kai grabs him, pulls him up, and is all proud of him. And Marvelous is like, "Hey, are you going to help me?"
Hello?
They just walk off, and he talks about how courage is how the Magi Rangers fought. So now you can use their full power. Lol. And he's like, "Well, gotta be going," and just like leaves. And
gotta go meet Yamazaki.
Yeah, gotta go meet Yamazaki-san because she's giving me some later. And Marvelous pulls himself up and is like, "Where'd he go?" And these three show up and like, hey, where'd that guy go? And they're like, he left. And the monster comes in and red and green transform. And they roll call because they have to do it in every episode. And they run and they're fighting with swords and guns. And they're like, hey, let's use Magi Ranger powers. And what it does, well, for some reason, Green goes in that like, gay pose where he puts his hand on his hip.
Yeah, especially when they're henching. I'm like, what the fuck?
And it does the literal Magi Ranger henching, just using them instead of the human Magi Ranger.
It's so awesome.
Complete with like the split helmet thing. It's so epic. Then they do the cape twirl, and they're like Maho Sentai, Magi Ranger, and do the pose. Like, it's so pretty. I really hope they got Seiji to come in and teach this guy how to do the Magi Red pose. And... so, and then they get a spell. Kind of, they have Magi phones, and they get a spell, and they use it, and they're all like, Magi, Magi, go, go, Kai.
What was it? Yellow was like, they're distributed via email?
That was pink.
Oh.
Did we get mail about this? And I think that's what they call text messages.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
And cause that's what they did in 5. They kept saying mail, and I'm like, what do you mean mail? That's a text message, you fuck. And it's funny, because Blue's all... a man, and Yellow's all a chick. So they do that, and the dude gets wrapped in his own tentacle.
Tentacle 11.
And he gets tentacle 11 from himself, and they pull out their magic sticks, and they're like, Yellow Santa! Blue Splash! It's like, whoa. It's like, Pink Storm! Green Ground! Red Fire! And he's all epic, and it's just like they do it on the show, except Blue's a man. And Yellow's a girl, or something. And so they slash him. They turn back into Gokaigers. They pull out their guns, and then they do the final wave.
That's disturbingly accurate.
And so he's all dead face. They make him grow, and they make three of those grunt things grow because we need to have more fighting action. So Marvelous is all. I just wanted an excuse to pull this phone out again. And they just go straight to Gokaio this time. They skip all that. We're going to use the machines. No, screw that. We're going straight to Gokaio. And the dude's like, hey, show them what you can do. And the three grunt dudes turn into, like, fighter jets or something. And they're like, oh, shit, they can fly. Fuck. What are we going to do?
Run.
What are we going to do?
Their Magi Ranger keys start glowing. And,
I think they're on fire, and then they drop them.
And when was the last time something glowed? It reminds me of like when the Power Rangers little coins would glow, and it's like, Zordon's alive! Like, what?
Again? God damn it.
And their keys glow, and like the Magi Ranger ring seal thing shoots out of Gokaio, and they're like, what do we do? So they put their Magi Ranger keys into the steering wheels, and shit glows, and the dial turns... And, oh, look, the Magi Ranger blue key is a light blue. It's all cool looking. Anyway, the thing's open, and Magi Dragon pops out, and they're like, Magi Gokaio! And he's all, rawr! And it was
just like KO's avatar.
And it's so epic!
Oh, with Luca?
Yes. Here's a look on wherever it's on HD, it just says rawr heart. And I just picture her saying rawr every time I see it just because of that. Anyway.
And they're flying. And they blast one of them with Magi Dragon, then because he's his flamethrower, and then he like shoots out of them, uses wing attack on
he's
one,
a red type,
flamethrower on the other. So now all three of them are destroyed. Magi Dragon like hides himself back into Gokaio, and then like whoa, watch this, and they turn the keys and they do the heroic magic binds where Magi Dragon pops out, combines into the dragon form, and just shoots at him. He pretends it's an AT-AT and wraps it 3 times. And the spell seal comes out 3 times, wraps him up. He explodes. Magi Dragon goes back into Gokaio. He has epic death, and it's all happy face.
Kai gets Kai, a seal of approval.
Yes. Kai thanks Flagel for his assistance, who I'm assuming he goes back to Magitopia because he flies away somewhere into the sky.
He's actually going to a bar because he needs a drink.
Probably. And Kai's all happy face. Navi's all happy face because there was actually a man in black, and they're like, sorry, our bad. And so, yeah, like, we underestimated you. We're always going to trust you. Lol, lol, lol.
Marvis is like, don't let it happen again, then smacks him.
Yeah.
Leaves.
And then it ends. And it was an epic, epic episode. Epic. Like, I loved it. The whole Magi Ranger sequence was fantastic. Magi Dragon, I'm so glad I bought now.
And mine's on the way by force from Mustard.
Because, I mean, even I had doubts about it after buying it. Like, I don't know, it looks silly or whatever, the toy, but in the show, it's so epic. I'm so glad I bought it. And the three black keys, the three white keys. I think they just wanted to show off black colored and keys and
white.
They're
promoting the American release this weekend.
Probably that too. The Pokemon reference and just to show different colored keys.
Bear Grylls showing up was awesome.
It was so cool. I enjoyed it. Kai was fantastic. He made me happy. You guys go now.
Okay, I'll go first. Boner face. I loved it. Like, I think it's my favorite one so far, just because Magi Ranger is in it. I just finished it, and I'm on Magi Heart and stuff. But it was just like the perfect representation of everything DK should have been.
Exactly. Yeah.
Bringing back. turning into Mr. S. bringing back what actors
you forgot the scanning charge?
Yeah, 3 times. Anyway. Bringing back the actors that you can and not having to wait for all these transformations. I mean, we got to see epic transformations, and then Kai came back and actually taught them a lesson that pretty much pertained to the whole theme of Magi Ranger, and it was just awesome. And then Bear Grylls coached everyone, and Magi Dragon was awesome, and it's just a cool concept. And they didn't even have to transform, and I mean, not the Gokaiders, the people that come back, and it was just really awesome. It was just everything that anniversary series should be. And if all the trend continues for every series, I'll just be really happy if they just, like, kind of, go over what the main series was about and have them learn a lesson to get a mech or a new toy or whatever. Basically, it is a new toy.
Yeah. And I know people were complaining about, like, oh, this isn't Kai like he was before.
I'm like, yeah, he's 21 now.
Yeah, I'd hope not. It's been, like, 5 years. He still has, like, a 16-year-old. We have a problem.
And, I mean, it was still the same Kai. I mean,
yeah.
He shows up and goes, yeah, I'll tell you what you want if you catch me, LOL, and runs away.
Yeah, pretty much.
He still had that same smirk, too.
I mean, like, he's older, but he's still the same Kai.
Yeah.
So, like, I could understand, like, with Kenzaki and DK and being on different, meaning, like, WTF, because
I
it made no sense.
I still don't understand that.
Right, that made no sense. But this, like, it's a different kind of being a different person. It's like, okay, he's mature now, but he's the same person underneath. Like, he's the same guy, just a little bit more mature and not as much of a douche.
Yeah,
I was never a douche, but you know what I'm saying.
The only thing that makes me sad is they didn't bring back more people from Magi. I
wonder if they were busy or whether they just didn't want to bring back more than one person.
I don't know. I think just Hikaru and Scuba Steve, I know his name's Tsubasa, were just burn out from that Bokenger movie 5 years ago. They're still in bed, hungover.
Well, there's that, but also it probably wouldn't have. I mean, the story worked well with having just Kai.
That's true, but it just would have been, like, nice to see him.
Like, on the one hand, yeah, it would have been cool to see, like, all these other people, but at the same time, it probably wouldn't have worked as well with, like, Makito and Hoka or whoever else just showing up, all trying to teach the lesson at the same time, like, without a point. It would have just been, I don't know, weird. Okay, Brian, give your thoughts, because, well, like, I don't think you gave your thoughts.
My thoughts are pretty much almost the same, but, like, what you were saying, it's exactly what an anniversary series should be. Like, I mean, Decade had its moments, but, like, it felt more like, let's get these old riders into the spotlight again.
So we can sell toys.
So we can sell toys.
And Gokaiger still does that, but it does it well.
Exactly. It's kind of like what you said about Double's marketing in the show compared to Oz's. It's just like that with Gokaiger and Decade. Like, Decade was like basically they were just shoving the old riders down your throat in any way possible just to sell toys. Where here, I mean, they're selling you toys by getting, like, Magi Dragon and stuff, but they're taking the time to bring back old actors and make coherent plots.
Yeah, because in bringing back those riders, they just totally destroyed them.
Yeah, pretty much.
And without going back over Decade again, they just each one of them was just totally, completely, just not the same. Here, it's still the Magi Ranger, still Kai. It's just okay. Well, we had this fight, so we lost our powers. You guys have them now, so let's help you use them properly.
There's two things I forgot to mention. One of that was after you just said, but the other thing was that Like, instead of having, like, the big ending epic thing where you see the old Rider team up with Decade, we get, like, you know, Kai kind of teaching them, and then they become that team, and then they use their powers as if they were that team instead of just like, oh, look, Lulz, I got flames now, I attack you. They actually did, like, the roll call and actually used their powers.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, like, their way of paying homage to the team without having to bring back everybody. So that was kind of neat, even downright to the spells. And the other thing was when he said, like, I guess they can keep their powers for now, that might hint towards, like, in the end, just all of them fighting together and everyone getting their powers back somehow. I mean, sure, they will bring back all the actors, but I kind of picture a scene where Marvelous, like, releases all the keys like butterflies, and everyone just gets their powers back, and they just have, like, an epic war and kill Zangaku.
Yeah, and we all fought in that epic war. Oh, but one last thing I wanted to say was what I mentioned to you guys the other, was it yesterday or something, was like we said about what Decade should have been. If anyone remembers the original rumors for Decade, it was exactly that, is that old writers were going to come back in the show and, like, mentor him and teach him things, and, like, how to be a writer or something. I mean, he's going to learn things from them, and, like, the first mentor is supposed to be Tachibana, Kamen Rider Garen.
You could teach him how to be a total flip-flopping douche. You switch his size every 5 seconds.
Yeah, but, like, that was the whole thing. Is that, old people were going to come back and going to learn from the old writers and, like, gain powers and stuff that way. Clearly they decided that was not the route to go. But they did decide to do it with Gokaiger, and look how awesome it turned out.
Like, I mean, I was familiar with Magi, so, well, Kai coming back was good, and, like, by the time the Deka thing hits, I'll probably be done with Deka.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
and either way, you already know who Ban, Jasmine, and Doggy are.
Right.
Well, and Gal will be the same as Wild Force, apparently, so.
Yeah, and
minus the
and Geki. Episode 7's gonna have
Geki Ranger.
Hiroki Suzuki come back as Geki Red, so that's gonna be awesome. And we all know who he is, because Zawa Zawa Niki Niki.
Oh, and I love in the ending theme that they have a panda in the Geki Ranger thing in the Gokai rap.
Yes.
I was like, panda! My life's changed again.
Like, I'm just happy that it's, like, going so well, because, I mean, we're 3 episodes in. Every episode has been, like, steadily improving. It's, like, the same thing that it was with Double.
Yeah.
Like, it started off really strong and then got better. And I hope from the sounds of the episode rumors, it's going to continue that way. So,
you know, probably is a little bit of a, I don't want to say filler, but it seems like it's a focus on Blue, where you learn his past, but it also is setting up 5,
right,
for when the Dekas come back, and so even then it may not be as epic as 3 was, but that's a good thing. It has its purpose.
What they're doing is like, we had the first episode and then the second episode was normal and set up for the third episode, which was like a tribute Magic. Episode. Then our next episode is setting up for 5. 5 is a tribute episode. 6 is a setup. 7 is a tribute. And so on and so forth. I mean, I think we might have some cases where it's like setup, tribute if they can't bring that many people back, but we'll see. But
see, it's kind of nice because, like, the setup sort of focused on the Gokaigers, and that's kind of a point we made in the first discussion, is that it's like an anniversary show, but it also gives Gokaiger their own spotlight as a team. And
yeah, I mean, as a team as a whole, they have plenty of personality right now.
Because DK was just putty meant to transform other writers.
Like, it's focusing on the Gokaigers and their development, as opposed to, like, we're in this other world now, and I'm dressed up as a salaryman.
Tsukasa didn't really change much. I mean, Tsukasa started out not knowing who he was.
I'm pretty sure he's Tachibana's brother. He just keeps changing sides depending on what people tell him. He's like, oh, he's evil now. Oh, really? I'm on your side now. Oh, no, he's evil. Oh, I'm on your side now. Let's kill Chalice. Let's not. God damn it, Tachibana. You're a horrible role model for Mutsuki. Sorry.
Basically, like, I love it.
I know, it's so,
like, I'm
awesome.
Not even a huge hard-on Sentai fan, and I think this is probably, like, one of the greatest things ever, so.
It's just so awesome. And did anybody notice, like, when they were the Magi Ranger transformation sequence, that, like, they had kind of, like, the Magi Ranger theme, sort of, not like the exact theme, but, like,
yeah, they did.
The
they
music.
Had Magi Ranger as
every
music.
Time Kai showed up, like, it had, like, epic Magi Ranger music in
the
background.
I know, it was so awesome.
It made me all happy.
I got nostalgic for a series I finished literally 10 minutes before I watched the episode, but still, it was awesome.
Like, there was that, too, is that, like, we also had Magi, I don't know if it was actual Magi music or just, like, Magi-esque music, but
I think
it's so
just
cool.
Ask,
I'm hoping though, because if they continue this trend, it'll only be about 24 tributes, and we have 34 teams. So I'm hoping they find a way to do some kind of a tribute to all 34, unless they count the first episode as a Go Ranger tribute.
Maybe. I don't know who they brought back. So, I mean, I'm sure some are going to get the boot that they couldn't bring anyone back.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they could combo up some, too.
Like, and not to be a Ghost Sager basher, like, and not to say it like in that kind of, but I really hope they just don't do a tribute of Ghost Sager just because it was the last show.
I have a feeling that they won't, just because they're going to be playing a decent part in the big movie thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they can have their little fun tribute time then.
While we're talking about Ghost Sager, John Tweet for Ghost Night!
And, like, just that, like, you know, they, because they were last year, we don't need a tribute of them when it would end up booting out somebody who is probably an older series and would deserve it more.
Right, like, I mean, as much as I love Shinkendra, like, I don't really even feel like we need a tribute to Shinkendra.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we get what we can, though, because if we can't get anybody else back from another series, they'll probably do Shinkendra, because it's so popular.
Yeah.
Kind of like how Deno got its own fucking movie.
I have a feeling we'll get a tribute to Shinkendra just because we're supposed to be getting the Shinken Gokaio.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and the fact that it's so popular, like, look at Deno, he got his own fucking movie for his world, which spawned, like, 8 trilogies and some kind of amusement park deal, I don't know. Deno's just everywhere. They're probably going to do a Deno tribute, too, because he's just going to show up.
We already know we're going to get an Ozuki at some point.
Yep. It's just going to be... It's actually going to come with a magazine. It's going to be a Go-Under key with tape around it and just say O's on the tape.
So you gave away the secret that new characters you didn't want to give away. Damn it.
Dang it.
Okay, so we're on 23. And Kazari pops the Psy and Gorilla Metals into him. So he's absorbed them. He's going to go make a Yummy now. And Monkey's like, you need to put more metals in you? And he's like, no, you. I don't want to go Berserker face and get killed. So no. Date comes in and is moving in some more into the lab. I don't know why. I mean, it's funny. And Monkey wants him to get medically checked. And he's like, no, you. I'm fine.
I don't want a doctor touching my bowels.
He's like, but I want Data. And,
Data, he was up on sale earlier.
No, and then Date moves towards Maki. Maki lunges for the doll and hugs it like,
fantastic.
Like he's going to do something to it and just starts yelling at him like crazy person. It's so funny. I love it. And we're at the restaurant, which is doing like royalty of Paris, royalty of France type theme. Like we're back in... the French Revolution or some shit. So we're all dressed up in like powdered wigs and stupidness. Goto is being all cool face with the ladies. Meanwhile, apparently the older ladies are attracted to AG. And we mean like the Golden Girls type. Meanwhile, Ankh Ankh's up in his little lofts with his looking at the metal case going, damn it, we need metals. All we can do is my combo. This is fucked up. I need another blue metal. We can do another combo that way. We have to get it from Kazali. So these news people are at this, I don't know, some kind of makeup lab or something. There's this pretty chick and this chick wearing one of those I'm a Japanese person with a cold masks comes running through and just busts in. And Kazali's there and they're all, you count the medals, 1, 2, and 3, life goes on, anything goes, coming.
Yes. He's bad. There's the theme song.
Right. So turns out the chick with the I have a cold mask is the pretty chick's sister. And she's
everyone's older. Sister.
Yeah, she's apparently everyone's sister because it's the same chick who was Saki's sister in Go Onger and in episode final of Ryuki as some chick's sister. And she was somebody else. I said it earlier, completely fucking forgot. I don't know. Did an episode of Kabuto, was that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, she's probably someone's sister. I don't know. But, what are we doing? Oh, so she wants to do research because she's the scientist person, and Kazali pops a cell metal into her head to make a Yummy. Tate arrives at the restaurant. He drops the thing on his foot and spills metals everywhere. Oh, Tate, you bastard. He gets a coupon for 20% off the restaurant food, which is important later on, and he borrows Edgy. They go have food. They go to an Oden restaurant. Oh, restaurant. It's a cart. Restaurant. That's a joke. And so we see the ugly. I have a cold mask chick, and she's doing the research, and a yummy egg appears, and Kazali and Yuva are together, and Yuva's like, I sense Mazul. He's like, yeah, it's my yummy, but it's part Mazul's and part Gamble's. And he's like, oh, damn it. He's like, yeah, I put their cores in me. That's what happens. You haven't done that for some reason. I think you're scared. So they're fighting. It sets off Onk Spidey Sense. And Oz, and meanwhile, like, AG and Date are talking about, you know, that photo and how he did stuff around the world, too, and he feels like Andy's familiar. And Gorilla Candroid's being all cute and carrying food. Apparently, it's also a waiter. And so they're going, and why does this boy on Tosh have a bunch of candles?
Because he can.
I'm sorry, I got distracted by the TV.
I couldn't hear the episode because somebody was blasting their Gokaiger loudly.
Fuck your mother in her ass with Kenji's 27-inch penis.
Oh, God. That was graphic.
And so Ankh grabs Edgy, and he runs off, and Date gives chase, but he runs into I Have a Cold Girl, and because she's come to get some Oden, and he knows her, and so he tells her, hey, let's meet here for dinner later. She's like, "Kay." So he runs off. Edgy shows up. He is given the medals by Ankh, and Yuma is losing badly, so he gets his medals. Putting the medals in the driver, getting my driver turned on. All right, this is going to be epic. You ready? You guys ready? Yeah. All right, you know what to do.
Maybe.
That was so stupid. And so, because I was like, oh, good, you can't give back my core medal. So he shoots water, and you was like, oh, fuck, it's Mazula's part. I was like, yeah, when you put cores in you, this is what happens, you faggot. You can use water gun. And so he's shooting water at Edgy. Yuva runs away like a scared little woman. Date comes in. He transforms. Yeah. So he uses the gun. That's not working. So they're getting pwned. The older chick, who's the one with the mask on, apparently has to make notes for the pretty one because people think she's smart and she's an idiot. And so the yummy egg sack keeps appearing and reappearing. Meanwhile, Data here summons his drill arm.
Four cranks.
He runs into Drill while Edgy uses Flying Gorilla Fist of Fury. And they both get pwned. Kazari knocks away the fists. And he jacks up the drill arm. And Dante's all sad face. And so Ankh's like, oh, god damn it, Edgy. Here, do this. Just get it done. So he's like, throws in his medals. And let's see. Make sure I put the right one in the right slot. Where the fuck did it go? Here it is. So Edgy uses flamethrower and Kazari disperses it with gust and then leaves. And let's see, this chick, she starts wanting to be beautiful like her sister, and she starts putting on makeup and getting fancy clothes and a dress. And that makes lots of cell metals, which sets off the Spidey sense. And Date goes to the Oden restaurant, but she's not there. Meanwhile, Edgy and Ankh spot her holding the egg yummy sack. And it busts out a bunch of, like, stingray things flying around. So AJ gets the medals and is all... So he's attacking with everyone's favorite sword. And she just leaves. And they're looking for her. And then they see her. And she's like... looking all pretty, and all the guys are just falling in love with her, and then Edgy just falls mad deeply in love with her, all crazy face, and Dante's like, what the hell is happening here? I'm all confused. And that episode ends. And now apparently, as per the orders of the Shukun Shinobu, we're going to go straight into 24. So, Edgy's in love with this chick, and he's just going batshit crazy. Stingrays are flying everywhere. Dante busts out his gun and just starts blasting the shit out of him because it's an epic gun. And Ankh comes in like, dude, what the fuck's wrong with you, asshole? And they get rid of all the things. She leaves. Edgy thinks that there's some kind of combo happening. He thinks it's the love combo. And Dante does that stupid hand heart thing and Ankh calls them both idiots. It's pretty funny. Ankh's just so clueless. And so this chick's going crazy. And then it goes all, you count the medals. One, two, add three, life goes on, anything goes, coming up. Oh! So we're back at the makeup place. And this, this chick's all like pissed off because her notes aren't done and she has to go like talk to people and answer questions. And it's gonna make him look bad if she doesn't know what the hell is going on. But then her sister comes in and is like, I'm prettier than you, lol. And the egg sac yummy hatches into like this cross between a stingray and a rhino. And it's all creepy. Edgy's back like at the restaurant. He's like burning up with love and asks Hina-chan for advice. And she's hitting him and, oh God, this is Kogami and he's scary. So Secretary's got the screen with Kogami and he's talking to Both. And he's like, you're doing a great job. Here's a report of your income and expenditures. And apparently for this month, he is at negative 523 cell metals.
Clearly he's been shopping on Donut Hole way too much.
Yeah. So, but he's like, it's okay. I don't aim big. I won't get a big return. And then Kogami just yells at him. Is like, this way of thinking is correct. And apparently Secretary Chick seems like she has a little crush on him there. Cause she's like, that's a good way of saying that. I love you. I'm going to take care of your monies. And Dr. Maki is like, dude, stop fighting with greets. This is pointless. You need to get cell medals. He's like, just fix my shit, bitch. And so bad things are happening at this company. And so she's like, I'm taking over. You're down for the count. She goes to give the talk. Bird's stuff, he's done. He grabs his belt. I'm out of here. Bitches! Meanwhile, Dr. Maki, okay, he picks up that coupon that Date got from the restaurant, sees Chiyoko's face on it, and just freaks out. He's screaming. He drops the doll, right, for whatever reason. And he's just screaming and freaking the fuck out. So now at the restaurant, Edgy is smacking. Well, that's what Ankh meant. He's smacking Ankh in the head.
He's just spinning around and smacking him upside the head over and over. And Ankh is just sitting there going, why the fuck am I even here? I want to punch something so hard you don't even.
Why am I not leaving?
Why am I not leaving?
He asks Goto for advice. And Goto smacks him and is beating him with a fan. Ankh's trying to throw water on him. He's like, but do you know how many times he hit me? And so Date comes and grabs Goto. Ankh, anyway, throws the water in his face. And it's so funny. Puts the bucket on his head like he's Deneb or something. And so the hot sister's all tied up. And Date comes in and is like, I'm not madly in love with you because I don't like the way you run out. I liked you before. And she's all confused face. And he's like, yeah, you were just fine then. You didn't have to be prettier than your sister or whatever. You were just fine the way you were. And we see the pictures that's on her bulletin board of presumably her, some other dudes, including a black gentleman, and Date. And they're eating. So we don't know what to do with that. And he's like, you just have a bunch of desire and we don't know what's wrong. So the yummy comes in. Goto shows up and blasts it. Date transforms. Gotu gets the two young ladies out of there. Meanwhile, we see Ankh and Hina-chan dragging Edgy down the street, and he's like, I'm going to propose to her. Ankh and Edgy and fuck.
Edgy and fuck and Ankh walk down the street.
Try again. Ankh and Hina-chan both at the same time punch him in the face, and he just goes flying. Kazari shows up, and they're like, we need to make him transform. And Ankh's like, wait right there, 1 second. And Eddie's all, I want her to join me in tomorrow's underwear. And that's just creepy. So they put the belt on him. They put the medals on it. She says, Henshin. And I remember to turn it off and back on this time. And so they scan it. And he's like, hey, what happened? Why am I transformed? And why is Kazari over there? What's happening? You know, we see Kazari, he's just sitting over on the ledge like, what the fuck is going on? Am I still here?
Pretty much what every Sentai villain is doing during the roll call.
And so he goes...
Why am I not leaving?
He goes to fight Kazari. Meanwhile, Birth summons the drill arm. Which is all fixed, and apparently it's powered up because it just sucked up like a bajillion cell metals off the thing. Now it's no longer part rhino. It's just all like stingray craziness thing. And so it like busts out of the building and destroys shit on the way out. And the one ugly chick gets busted under all the rubble. Ankh? What's his name? Kazari wants to take his metal. Ankh?
What's that bitch's name?
Ankh's arm flies off and goes over to Edgy and is like, hey, I'm going to need you to actually use the Taka head for a change and, like, do what it's supposed to do.
Not just a glorified helmet.
So, look inside Kazari and take a medal. The one you want, and they don't tell you what it is. Kazari's like, stop whispering. It's impolite. We're trying to fight. So, we see Date run over to this chick and he pulls the rubble off of her. She's got some stabbed into her, and she's got her shin bones broken, and it's all gross looking. Like, that's just disgusting, okay? Ugh. I mean, granted, I've seen worse on Grey's Anatomy, but goddamn, that's just disgusting. And Gotu wants to pull the fragment, and he's like, no, it's probably keeping her from bleeding out. So get some ice and some towels, and we're gonna set the leg. And so he gets it all fixed up, and Gotu's like, man, you would never know it, you're an amateur. He's like, I'm a pro. Fuck you. So Ankh's over here distracting the manta ray flying thing and gets it to shoot Kazari with its laser beam, with its laser. And he's like, now, Edgy, go. And he uses the Taka, the Tora claws to shove in Kazari. And the Taka eyes glow and he rips out the Chach metal.
Chach, it's a Chach, Chach.
Oh, Chach! And apparently the chick says... that he was called the what is it, the warrior doctor? The fighting doctor.
McDate?
He's the fighting doctor, because apparently they were like some kind of team of doctors that went around helping people. I don't understand. But so they got her set up good, and she's like, oh, it's all... And the older one, the pretty
she's like,
one...
Oh, what?
I get these two damn chicks confused.
She had a stroke.
The pretty one's like, I was always jealous of you because you're smart. People just look at me because I have a pretty face. There. Okay? And she's like, it's Kay. And they hug and make up. And it's like, no, kiss her. Kiss her. And is it just me doing that? Okay.
Yeah. I was like, let's get some Chach going.
Yeah. So Ankh's like, yay, good job. You actually got the right metal. Here, use these metals. So he throws them Unagi and Taco. And he scans them, and because we don't have the actual medals on hand, we have to do this epically. So he goes all, Chach, Unagi, Taco, Shashashauta, Shashashauta. And he's the blue combo, and he's so epic.
It's fucking awesome. Fucking just everywhere.
No.
So blue you can't handle it.
He's more blue than anyone ever's been before in their life.
I know.
I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
And so the thing jumps in the water. Edgy follows it all like clear watery with like taco jet legs or whatever he's doing. I don't know. Epic swimming. So he starts like fighting them, and then he's dodging the missiles that are being shot at him, little projectile balls, and Taco Legs split into Octopus Legs and start beating the piss out of him. They spin, break off a bunch of this dude's legs. He throws him back up on shore. It's just laying there like, hey, I'm hurt. And he jumps up into the air again, scanning charges. Now he's all clear. Ropes the thing with the Unagi whips, pulls it towards him while he drills with the Taco Legs and just smashes the thing into like a million sound metals. It was so pretty.
It was a work of art.
Oh, God. And so we see they're loading the chick into the ambulance, and she has feelings for Date, but he's like, no, don't think about that. It's fine. Just leave. And Goku's like, are you okay with that? He's like, look, I got a lot on my plate right now. I can get $100 million or yen or whatever it is. So I don't have time for lady parts right now. And Unk and Hinata-chan are making fun of Edgy. He doesn't remember anything that happened. And he wants to know what happened, and it's pretty fucking hilarious. And then it ends. So these episodes were fantastic. They're like setting up everything ever. And we got more about Date's background, which is always awesome because he's Date. And I forgot to mention, he meets the girl at the restaurant or something, the Oden place. And he was at the Oden place.
And he killed Gorilla Kandroid?
The Gorilla Kandroid, like, is making the noise, so he pulls it out, and it ends up falling into the fryer thing, and it's, like, jumping around, and then it just sinks in. It was so sad.
Oh, my gosh.
I loved it so much. He was my favorite character.
There wasn't even a disclaimer that says no Kandroids for film. I mean, fuck.
He was just minding his own business, and then all of a sudden, he's fried.
The worst part is that they ate him later, and he was delicious. And they didn't want to be rude. That was so dramatic.
But anyway, I mean, it was pretty cool. Sha Uta was so amazing. Oh my god.
It was so cool. It was like so badass. Like, grabs him, like, electrocutes him, and then drills him to death. It's so awesome. It sounds so violent when you say it like that. But I love it.
Yeah, it was really cool. I am excited.
See, I wanted him to take that kid from last time and do that. Would have been pretty good.
You wanted him to drill a kid?
Oh, God. You know what? I wanted to electrocute the kid first. I mean, God, be a little bit civil.
Ah, but yeah, it was. I enjoyed it. And the love thing was just funny.
Like, there was a lot of funny moments, like, in the entire two-part arc.
They were just two fun episodes, basically.
Yeah, I mean, we got our intro to Sha Uta, so that was epic. 23's intro of the Taco Legs was pretty redundant.
Yeah, like, he's like, oh, look, I put them on, and they glowed blue, and I got pushed back a little bit.
And they didn't do anything. This was kind of disappointing.
Like, it seriously felt like they just wanted to use them to establish the fact that he had Taco Legs before they introduced Sha Uta.
Oh, fuck, we forgot to throw these up. We got to put these in quick. Yeah, whatever, just replace it with the Taco Legs. You know what, in fact, just paint them blue. People won't even notice. I'm going to go get a sandwich.
Sounds delicious. But, I mean, it was fun. I mean, they weren't the best episodes of O's yet, but they were a fairly healthy mix of comedy and epic chotch action.
Chotch!
Yeah, like, it was so cool. Oh, I loved it.
I remember when we first got to say the scanner to say chotch. Now it's all grown up into its own form. I got my first crazy person today.
I love the finisher, like, just electrocuting the shit out of them and then grabbing them and then drilling into their large stingray, like,
it's so awesome.
Vestigial and things exploded.
He just used a big word.
Well, and then everything with Dr. Maki and Date is always funny. Oh, and then Kogami on top of it. Like,
add Kogami into the mix.
Kogami, my
boy. Got a winner.
You got a wiener.
No, that's Jaden.
I have a wiener. Oh,
but yeah, they were just like Brian said, they weren't like spectacular episodes. Like, the past few just haven't been like super awesome, but they've been really entertaining. Like, all the edgy stuff and him beating Ankh and Ankh wondering why he's not leaving because he can't complete his credit card purchase, and Goto just beating Edgy with a fan or whatever. Not even sure where it came from. I think just pulled out of his back pocket and just Dr. Maki, like, realizing that Date is,
Goto,
like, destructive.
Goto plays Brawl on a regular basis. He knows how destructive the Fang can be.
Yes. And then Broto is just, I'm shipping them. Except it's one person, so I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. But and then Shachi and Augie was so awesome. Just, it was like, I don't know. It was just awesome to see it. They were just entertaining. But the Link Spectacular happened other than Kazali like being like, oh, look, I got more medals. I'm snatching them all up from CS Toys and Biscuits. That's pretty much what he's doing. Just chilling.
Make his name. Well, look, Chicken Fingers doesn't even acknowledge that Metal Set 3 exists, so.
Yeah. Damn you, mayonnaise!
Dingleberg.
Dingleberg. Oh, that was hilarious. Alright. Speaking of things we want to shout Dingleberg at.
Alright, so is it time for Samurai Summaries of Shuki? Ding!
No, it's cha! Ding!
Cha!
Chach!
Chach!
That's what we should do for now on. We'll take the Chach medal, just scan it. Samurai, Summaries of Shuki, Chach!
I'll keep this in mind.
Okay.
So, we're on episode 4, which is actually episode 6. But whatever. So, this is Sticks and Stones, I think it's called. Stupid title, but anyway, they're out training in the back like they always do, and Emily's fighting Mike, and Emily's winning, which is kind of pathetic, but that's because Chiaki sucked at everything, so Mike sucks too. Jane's just watching because he's a leader, he doesn't have to do anything ever. And he's just making snide comments? Snide, that's the
yeah.
right word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snide comments towards everyone else, and he's so... Emily gets a bag of frozen peas to put on Mike's butt.
Oh, God.
Who would want to eat those peas anymore is beyond me. But he's like, well, it'll help my sister.
Kevin would.
To do it. And Mike's like, no.
Why would
he
not?
Runs away. And then Emily chases her, or him, and then she trips on the other bag of frozen peas. Why she had two is beyond me. And then the peas go everywhere, and then they're all over her face for some reason, even though I don't think frozen peas would actually do that, but I won't get into the technicality of frozen
peas. So now she's got pee on her face.
This is an R. Kelly
video. I kept asking her to do that, but she kept saying, oh, that's something different. Never mind.
This is an R. Kelly video now, so.
And so she's just basically saying, oh, I suck at everything ever.
Mike's like,
then we
yeah.
Then theme song, Google Power Rangers,
and makes it sound so derpy.
So the crew is in the river crew. Thing. I forgot what it was called. The
Sounds River?
Yeah, and they talk. And then Emily's gurgling water. And then Mike sneaks up and then she spits all over him. Apparently he doesn't care. He likes that kind of thing.
He's like, ew.
And she's like, he's like, stop saying sorry all the time. You fucking suck. And then we cut to this fat construction worker shoving his face with a sandwich.
He was actually kind of creepy.
He was. He kind of looked
I'm
like a
pretty sure he was a serial murderer.
And so the
him too?
The Nylock comes out and says something. I got it off, so I have no idea what he's saying. But he
says something like, way to shove that sandwich in your mouth,
yeah,
fat.
He called him
something.
A garbage disposal or something. So he attacks him. He attacks a mailman. He attacks some chick in the bathroom. And then we have
ooh.
Bulk and Spike in, like, business clothes with, like, a business suit tied up to look like a samurai skirt thing for out there. No one knows, apparently.
I don't know. Sorry.
Whatever those things are called, I don't remember. And so the Nylock attacks them,
skirts.
And he's like, samurai wannabes, and then they explode backwards, and their business suit skirts fly off, and their shoes, and the little...
Some kind of debacle about whether Spike wears boxers or briefs. I don't know.
He's like, you're wearing underwear, right? And he checks, because he apparently doesn't know. He's like, yeah, and they cover up quickly, and it was pretty funny. And so,
of course, it's Bulk and Spike.
Exactly. So then he attacks a bunch of office ladies, and they go flying. And then he attacks some old guy in a car, because they deserve to be made fun of anyway.
That was awesome.
And so the old guy just goes flying out of his car into a bunch of boxes, which actually seems kind of fun. And then the car hits a bunch of vending machines. Poor ride vendors. So the old guy runs away, and he's just like, ol, ol, and then the Rangers attack. And so then he says that Mike's used training wheels when he was little or something. I don't know why that matters.
He was training wheels till he was 10 because he's a faggot.
He goes flying backwards. And then who gets attacked next? Blue. He's like, you're just boring. And then he flies backwards. I mean, okay, so he's most of the fandom. And then he says that Pink's bad at cooking, which is the truth, so...
Well, yeah, that's because Mako's bad at cooking.
Truth hurts, I guess.
There's some hard truths, man.
And so then Jane tries to attack, but then he's like, you're a liar, liar, pants on fire. And I'm like, okay, welcome to kindergarten. And so Jaden goes flying back. And then I forgot what he said to Emily. But it didn't matter because Emily doesn't give a shit.
He thought she's a klutz and clumsy and stupid and a moron.
You're a whore.
So she doesn't care, so she doesn't get affected, and the monster's like, oh, what the fuck, and so he leaves.
Insult. Didn't affect foe Emily.
And so they regroup back at the Shiba house, and Nice Grum's talking about probably nonsense, and...
Nonsense!
She's like, am I a big joke? And they're like, no, of course not. And Kevin's like, am I really boring? And Jane's like, no, you're... It's a good quality for a samurai to have.
They're both like, yeah, like, that's it.
Oh, you're right. And so then Emily goes on about how she was made fun of all the time, and she doesn't really care because she learned to ignore things like that because she's stupid.
Wah-wah, man up.
Wah-wah, grow some testicles.
You got made fun of, you got made fun of, fuck you.
So now we're back at Bulk and Spike's, and they have this thing in the corner of the garage that says, Spoils of War.
I love that.
So they put the little samurai sandal things on there, and they have like a little bonsai tree.
Bonsai!
And so they put up the like the dirty business clothes outfit that they had on. They hang that up, and... So they're like, oh, that really hurt, and all that. And he's like, well, that just means we need to train harder. And it's pretty epic, because Paul Schreier's made an epic win.
He is.
Yeah, you can kill a man with a bonsai tree.
Yes, you can.
You can also rob a 7-Eleven with one, so.
Well, that's a tree trunk.
And well, so they grab these makeshift shinai that basically just looks like a stick with a tennis ball on it. And then they do the scene that's in the opening.
Yeah,
the,
like,
the clash with the lightning, and then they run.
Got to do a photo shoot.
They had to have a little tiny, tiny ounce of MMPR 2010 in there. Except that was actually good, and then Spike's a moron. But anyway, Sanzu River, Dayu just got fucked by that thing. And they're like, oh, stop fighting because you're gay. And it's like, stop talking, just leave. And so he leaves. And Mike.
Oh!
Mike. What?
This tree's just like sticking its head up an elephant's ass, or it's a hyena or something. Oh, that's my god, it's on Tosh.
I missed that. Damn it.
Sorry. It's too graphic not to comment on.
So Emily's in the back. Instead of like running to a fairly far away place, she just went to the backyard. And Mike's like, oh, I'm sorry I was harsh. And then Emily's like, it's okay, because I have Kotal's backstory. So my sister that looks like she's 40... protected me, and when she couldn't be a ranger because she had tuberculosis.
In Japan, it was the common cold. She was terminal.
But she played the flute, the same flute that Kotaha's family played. It's the same one.
It's the exact same one. They didn't even fucking wash it. And but that explains how the sister got sick.
that's how she got sick.
Well, she caught what Kotaha's sister had.
Herpes!
She got pwned, too. I don't know if they say whether she died or not, but I don't remember.
I don't know, but she has a hard time hiding her accent as well.
But anyway, now Emily had the Saru Origami or the...
Well, it wasn't just me noticing that then. Okay, good.
Folding Zord, rather. And so, backstory, blah, blah, and then Mike's like...
Hey, Dawson, can't your toy do that?
Oh, no, it can't. I'm sorry. That's false advertising! Throws MMMs.
False advertising, bitch! And so they get a call, and then the monster attacks... wannabe Kesha, and they go flying into the trunk and look even worse than they did when they started, and so they appear and they transform for like 1500 hours.
Oh god, I know. I was like, oh, I better go make a snack.
Mike finally got a individual morph sequence, though.
Yeah, they're like, oh, fuck, we have to add this guy in.
And so like, why won't this shit work? But then he summons Moogers, and so they fight the Moogers with his fire smasher and the water hydro bow.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
And
the water gun.
And the forest spear and the sky fan and the earth slicer. And so she goes to fight the monster because she's the only one that can. And she's like, sticks and stones may break. And I'm not even going to finish it because I'm not fucking stupid. So the monster basically gets pwned because he can't hurt Emily. And they have epic team fighting and he has some sort of leaf thing. And at one point she used symbol power stone and then there was stones and
she just stuffed his mouth full of shit.
Symbol power earth. Or there was the stones. There was the stones. So now he can't talk, so now he's just basically the most
useless
thing ever.
No.
No. And so now she uses the earth thing and he dies. So then
he dies.
He does. He dies.
Then he comes back again because he's.
Yeah, they go to cannon mode and then he dies.
You gotta go the second life. Oh.
Right. So then he gets big. They summon the Megazord.
Wait, what's the explanation in this one for the second life? I've just totally realized I haven't.
We don't know because we didn't get an origin story.
They just get big. Right.
Oh, okay.
I assume it's the same concept.
I assume it's the steroids, but.
And so he gets big and then he dies. There really isn't anything to go over in the Megazord fight besides the fact that they summoned the cow with their Beetlezord.
Well, I got all excited about the strategy that Emily was using, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to do with my Sam. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
False advertising! And then I just started throwing my breakfast at the
Because the monkey Zord folds up and it shoots off. So they dodge, and then it like hits him in the face, and then she reattaches. But if you have the Samurai Megazord, your eight folding Zord can't fold up, so I'm sorry.
We're sorry you bought it.
And then Bulk and Spike show up, and they're like, oh, we'll take him down, and then they look up and see that he's giant and fighting a Megazord. She was like, oh, apparently someone's already got it covered. So they just watch, and then they Beetle Blast.
Beetle Bonder! Damn it, where's my assistant to put the goddamn Bonder in my hand?
Totally and the monster dies, and then Bulk and Spike are all happy face. And then Emily passes out, and so Emily's...
She got herpes from that flute?
Mike. And then they hear the ice cream man, and Emily wakes up and goes, ice cream! And everyone all runs after the ice cream man.
How the hell is Emily sleeping on his back if she's clearly holding herself around his neck? If she was truly asleep, she'd be on the ground bleeding. Just saying. Like, I've never seen anyone be able to have a firm grip on their other wrist while sleeping.
And next
I call shenanigans.
Next week we have the poisonous Chia Pet monster and the swordfish sword. So,
swordfish. Or it should probably call it shark sword, probably.
That's a swordfish.
Samurai Shark. See another transformation.
For once I actually got the fish somewhat right.
Street Shark Megazord.
It's a marlin and not a swordfish, but.
You know what? I don't know.
I'm just saying.
You are too Pacific for me. I know it's specific, but I always say Pacific.
I got pwned when they were all like, oh, it's not a swordfish, it's a marlin. And then we have a preview for that Best Player movie with Sam.
And Spencer.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's gonna be better than all of Samurai, actually. Because
probably. It actually looks like a good movie. I won't be here, but I'll tape it.
When's it come out?
The 12th. That's my birthday weekend. I'm not going to be around.
He's going to be at the casino trying to pay off his debt.
Exactly.
Looks like...
Because it's true.
Kevin and I are going to have to kick it old school like that time you left and CS Toys went batshit crazy and started making all these demands and Brian didn't give two shits. Good thing we don't have to rely on them anymore.
Of course he didn't. All he had to do was come back and go, Mr. S, I'm the Shukun Shinobi bitch and what? Mr. S said, oh, that is right. Here you go. Here's mine.
Well, we'll send you a text that says, cheese potatoes activated and stuff like that.
So anyway, the episode was all right. The only thing it was really good for was setting up the whole Jaden secret thing.
Spoiler, he's actually from the Wax Museum and he's brought back to life, so... That's actually what the secret is. Totally not going the Shinkenger route.
It was spoiled on Ranger Board.
Yeah, pretty much.
But
either that or he's a zombie. So.
The rest of the episode just it. I didn't like the concept.
I enjoyed Bulk and Spike.
Oh, I loved the fact that Bulk and Spike had a role that actually intertwined with, even though they didn't interact with the Rangers, they at least intertwined with the monster. So like, they actually did something that wasn't just like completely in Studio B when everything was in Studio A.
Like when the monster showed up, or when they were at the Megazord fight, like. Especially since they're actually bringing him back and tying it to all the previous years, it would have been nice to box with something and be like, oh, it's the Power Rangers, or oh my god, the Power Rangers are back, or something, to like signify to citizen, oh, that someone's got it covered.
They probably did.
He probably did in the first episode.
Exactly, that's what I was just about to say. They probably did in the first episode.
Well, yeah.
Or the second episode, rather. The first episode didn't have Shinkano in it.
Well, but he still could have said something like, oh, look, the Power Rangers have it covered, instead of just being like, someone else has it covered. I think that's the Shinkenders. It could be the fake ones. I don't know. I think one of them is a zombie. I'm not sure what the fuck is wrong with his face, but seriously, what's up with that dude? His hair's like Justin Bieber. He looks like a zombie. I don't know.
I was so pretty in my pants.
But my favorite part... Oh, God. One time, I told Angelic to go away.
This one time at band camp, I put a flute... Oh, wait, never mind.
It's like, you know all our stories? Anyway, my favorite parts were basically all Bulk and Spike, especially the Spoils of War part. I thought that was just funny. And I liked the old man getting pwned, because for whatever reason, I like to see innocent people get hurt.
Me too!
I wasn't the one that enjoyed that.
Like, and it was okay where, like, kind of funny where Mike's like, well, I had training wheels, but I didn't use them. I'd like to see how that works. Like, were they invisible? And why is that a bad thing? It's like saying, when you're a baby, you use diapers. I'm pretty sure you did, unless you're some kind of super baby. Like, I don't know, but it was like just kind of like all the other Samurai episodes. It was there. And Bulk and Spike were awesome.
Like, I honestly forgot that the beginning of Shinkenger sucked so bad.
Yeah, me too, because it ended up being so awesome. I was like, Shinkenger best, top five! I'm like, wow, the first episode sucked. Except the characters were cooler.
Like, yeah. When I'm done with the Samurai episode, I usually flip through the Shinkenger episode just to spot some differences.
And then I don't find anything sad?
And one, I don't find too many, and three, like, honestly, like I just said, I forgot how terrible the beginning of Shinkenger was.
Yeah.
What was two? You said one and then three.
What?
You said I don't find too many, and three.
Leave me alone.
Well, let me refresh Pickles quick.
Go away.
I'll boot him from the call. Hold on. No. One. I'm just kidding. So, Kevin, your thoughts on your favorite show?
I actually watched it this week, and I want to get that Hefire back of my life. Okay, I enjoy Nice Grum because he's a cool guy, and Bulk and Spike, like we keep saying, and... So that chick's voice is fucking annoying.
Emily's?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, like, again, no offense to her, but
she needs to not talk that way.
And, you know, what's his name? Mike, what's his name? Garcia?
Hector.
What's his name? Yeah, that's it. He's probably the best actor out of all of them.
I agree. Like,
everyone else is just shitballs.
I watched a clip from the next episode, and, like, they were all, like, sick from the poison from the Chia Pet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't, like, act the most hurt, but it was just, like, you could tell that it was his personality. Everyone else seemed, like, so overdramatic.
Yeah.
And he was just delivering his crazy little mic lines, and...
Little Mike.
I want to see Bulk and Spike dealing with that. That is just going to be fucking hilarious.
Bulk and the Spike.
But yeah, that's my thought. I was upset I didn't get to see the cool table, but, you know.
Well, I'm looking forward to the video game movie with Sam and, Spencer. Fuck. I keep trying to say Jerry, but Spencer, yeah. Like, well, that's what I'm looking for. I know.
You're not going to make your pitch for Jerry Trainer for Shinken Gold?
Jerry Trainer for Shinken Gold! Bear Grylls for Gokai Silver!
He does have a harpoon.
Bear Grylls can do so much with that. See, actually, if we piss in this Gokai changer, we can drink out of it. Because I'm Bear Grylls and I'm fucking hardcore.
We need to make banners.
We should.
Like,
oh, we should
like
get Jerry shirts.
Trainer for Shinken Gold.
Yes, we need shirts for that. Real
Tui for Ghost Knight and Bear Grylls for Gokai Silver.
Yes. And while we're at it, we need a Hibiki-san that says never pass up a good deal.
Yes. Maybe I'll get on that. I know you're listening.
That reminds me, Brian, you should check your Toys R Us. Like, a bunch of my Revenge of the Fallen stuff was half off. I picked up Bearcade and Sideswipe Human Alliance for 50% off.
Oh, really?
Yes. I was like, Hibiki-san says never pass up a good deal. So I picked them up. Because I was waiting for a good sale. Like, this one was perfect. They had Voyagers on sale, too. But all they had was...
I'll check mine. My Toys R Us had, like, nothing last time I was there.
I went just on the off chance that maybe they had the Retro Flyers, but I pretty much knew they weren't. But I got those awesome Transformers, so I'm happy.
I wish I could get to my Toys R Us right now, but we have Mardi Gras going on, and Parade's passed in front of it, so...
Oh, gosh. Matt wishes he can get to his Toys R Us, but it's like 5 hours away, because he lives in a town with population 5. That's his family. There's a Walmart next door. It's run by his dad.
And he's lost in there. You know, he only comes to the chat when he gets reception on his phone.
So, final thingies?
I have a thingy and it's not final.
Oh, gosh.
I guess
I have to say it, man. They expect it.
We need it to be shocking and provocative.
Next shirt, I have a thingy and it's not final.
Yes, and Hibiki deal.
And Hibiki-san says never pass up a good deal.
And our campaign shirts. It's awesome.
Yes. Three campaign shirts.
Yes.
Bear Grylls. Bear Grylls for Gokai Silver.
It's
probably
so awesome.
The best one.
It is awesome. What's a Bear Grylls? Are you serious? Bear Grylls is like awesome. It's like just does shit. I don't know. Does
so
shit.
Stay tuned for epic announcements and stuff.
Yay! We promise it'll come next week. Next week it'll be the week after that, possibly 3 years from now.
Part of it's my fault because I'm busy and I don't have time to set everything up. And then the other part's just because there's stuff going on.
I want a meatball marinara. Sorry.
Did meatball marinara activate? What?
Well, I think it's what? Time to go check USB hub, so.
Alright, let me just check on this dildo.